It's time for Middletown Blue Raider football on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Middletown Pharmacy, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, The Middletown Home, With Kids in Mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Brownstone Cafe, Jack's Auto Sales, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, The Black Horse Tavern, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, and the Hetrick Center. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Siebert Park here in the heart of Camp Hill for week 7 of the high school football season. Tonight, the Middletown Blue Raiders, who come in at 6-0 on the season, they will take on the Camp Hill Lions, who are 4-2 on the season. And if you remember last year, in week 10 of the season, Camp Hill had already won the Capital Division, and they came to Middletown with an unbeaten record. Middletown played a pretty good game, got up on the Lions, and held them off in the end. 25-22 was the final score in that one, a game that Middletown, I don't know if they needed it to get into the playoffs last year, but it certainly helped them. And unfortunately, Middletown next week, they went on to beat East Pennsboro, to lose to East Pennsboro. But Camp Hill went on to win the District 3 championship over York Catholic, 40-28, and then lost in the state playoffs to Bishop Guilfoyle, 38-3. So a big game here tonight for Middletown. They want to keep the momentum going after beating Palmyra last week. John, a game where Middletown, it almost felt like Middletown played as bad as they could play almost with all the mistakes and the turnovers they committed, but they still won the game against a 5-0, a good 5-0 Palmyra team.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that is a team that can play so badly and still wins says that they are a good team because they still found a way to win despite playing badly against a very good team and still able to win and probably could have won more than what they did. But the W is what counts. Brent Myers addressed that this week in practice with his team, and understandably a lot of the players weren't that happy when they came off the field. They know they did not play as good as what they could or perform as well as the way they had been in the previous five games, and that was something that certainly maybe took them off their high horse a little bit, brought them down to reality, got them reset, refocused in the mind on how to practice and carry on in the game. And sometimes you need that in a season for any team facing a little adversity and then able to improve from that. And we'll see how much they improve from that here tonight. This is a Camp Hill team that, you know, despite that 4-2 record, they have certainly had a couple problems. And Milton Hershey, you know, didn't have much of a problem with them.
All right, we'll take time out. When we come back, John will talk to Brett Myers, the head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Again, it is Middletown and Camp Hill. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Mm-hmm. The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Jet Wills back with Brent Myers, head coach for the Middletown Blue Raiders. Coach, big strong victory for the team last week, and they're concerned about a few things to work on. What were some of those things you focused on in practice this week?
Well, you know, we had to become a little bit more disciplined, and you know, we had a disciplined group, and we had a bad night, and I think that we got the message through this week. Our captain stepped up, and he had a lot of heart-to-hearts with a lot of different guys, and I expect a more disciplined team tonight.
What do you expect out of Camp Hill?
Really fast and athletic team that is well-coached and is excited to compete.
I want to ask you about the JV team. They're still doing fine, and you got to be happy with some of the progress you're getting out of those guys.
Without a doubt. You know, I mean, Coach Stoops and the JV guys are doing an unbelievable job, and our kids are enjoying playing there, and it's always great as you can, and success breeds success, and we're happy with what's going on there.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, John.
Brett Myers, head coach for Middletown, back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late-night bite, or carry-out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers, or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Welcome back. We are at Siebert Park here in Camp Hill tonight for Middletown and Camp Hill. Raiders come in at 6-0 on the season. Camp Hill at 4-2. Camp Hill in Double A now. And Middletown, of course, in Triple A. Middletown is on top of the 3A point system rankings, whatever you want to call it at this point. And you got to remember that Littlestown and Bermudian Springs are two teams that are right behind. They still have yet to play each other. And really, when you look at the potential for playoffs for Middletown, I think there's only one team that Middletown kind of wants to avoid,
and that might be why I'm missing. I think Middletown can handle everybody else. Why I'm missing is the one team that might have the pedigree maybe and has played the competition that Middletown has. They would definitely be the toughest draw, I think, in the AAA field.
And we mentioned that at the beginning of the season. We informed everyone during our first pregame show what things were looking like for the season, who we were expecting. And, you know, we pretty much called this Middletown team. We knew they were a championship team going into the season and the potential. And I'm not so much worried about why I'm missing. They got off to a sluggish start. They are a good team. But I really think that the way Middletown's playing, they keep doing what they're doing. This is a team, Steve, that I believe before the season, and now I really believe it, is probably the next closest team to that 1988 team that can go very far. A superstar running back, a superstar second running back, a quarterback who's solid, who's consistent, who's got a wealth of wide receivers to use, guys who are going one way on offense, one way on defense, a special teams, and a good kicker. And I'm telling you, out of all the Middletown teams in the playoff era, I believe that this team can be like that 88 team and possibly reach the states or even the state final. That's how good they are. Will they do it? That's up to them. Can they do it? We'll see. But I'll tell you, they have that potential, and I think the coaching staff knows it. I think these players are really starting to believe it as well.
The one thing you can definitely say about this team is they have the best balance offense that I can remember in the playoff era for Middletown. I know the 88 team was really good, but they were really strong. Rushing the football was their number one, you know, their number one item. They really only had to throw when they had to throw. They didn't want to throw. This team wants to throw.
Yeah.
They want to do everything at this point as they take the field here. Great crowd on the other side for Middletown here tonight. But that's what's impressed me most with this team this year so far. It's been the offensive line play and Chase Navely, how he has evolved it. The line's giving them time, and they're opening up the holes for the running game and the passing game. And Snavely has, for the most part, been on the money when he's thrown the football here over the past number of weeks. So it has really been a fun team to watch as we progress through the season.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a timeout as we're going to have the national anthem here shortly. So we'll be back with kickoff here. It's Middletown and Camp Hill. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management.
Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back to Siebert Park here in Camp Hill. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach, studio producers Knight Owen Hitter and DeMar Parker as we get set for high school football here tonight between the Middletown Blue Raiders and the Camp Hill Lions. Again, the Lions, the defending single-A District 3 football champions from last year. Of course, a lot of that offense is now on the roster up at Penn State. Mike Schuster, the star quarterback for the Lions, he was a walk-on, I believe, and made the team up in Happy Valley. He had a very successful year last year. Middletown did a pretty good job of shutting down Bill Williams last year in this game. I cracked a joke up here. It seems like it's a six-year senior for this team because yeah. We've seen Bill Williams for the past number of years. But we'll make sure, yes, he is listed as a senior. So the last time.
It does seem like he's been around forever.
I'll have to deal with number five for Camp Hill.
We're right here at Camp Hill Park. Beautiful, right off the Camp Hill bypass. And for those of you who don't recall, a few years ago, they redid the stadium here. I think that was 2 years ago where they changed it to the artificial turf. And great, great shape. Nice looking field. Middletown's wearing the white jerseys tonight with the blue pants and the gold helmets. Camp Hill in the all blue with some white trim. And Middletown will be kicking from left to right on your radio dial at 91.1 FM and on the internet at WMSSFM.com. And I turn the play-by-play over to Steve Leedy.
All right, it's going to be Donovan Brady to kick things off. Middletown going from left to right here at 91.1 on your FM dial. Here this evening, the dangerous Bill Williams is back to receive. It's not going to go to him, though. It'll go to the other guy. That is going to be Levine. And he'll take it across the 25 to the 30-yard line. Stopped at the 32. That's where Camp Hill will start their first possession of the ball game.
A little tough seeing these Camp Hill numbers the way the light white is around those blue uniforms. And the press box stays way back from the field. If you're familiar with the park here and up on top of the hill, or actually outside the stadium is where the press box is.
Yeah. Sound like me. I have a gripe for every place we go to. That would be my gripe here. Quarterback is Quinn Buffington. He'll be in the pistol. Williams is behind him. He's going to hand it off. Bill Williams right up the middle. Middletown will close the hole off after a gain of 3 yards to the 35.
They immediately sealed up that hole, got in front. I noticed Hunter Landis, one of those just kind of plunging in there, and Williams just hitting a wall after picking up a couple yards and then getting stopped. Now, Coach Myers wasn't that specific in our pregame show about some of the things that they wanted to fix or work on from last week, but you know, those players knew what they were, and I'm sure they worked on it.
Zach Kuntz, big target for this team at 6'8", lined out to the left side. He'll play tight end, he'll play wide receiver. Handoff is going to go to Williams up the middle, and he is going to get cut down underneath by Kyle Truesdale for Middletown after a short gain, maybe a half a yard. We'll give him one to the 36.
Yeah, Truesdale and, again, Hunter Landis both in there. They're guarding on where Williams is going. They weren't fooled. A lot of counter movement there and a little bit of a play fake, but ultimately no one fooled by Middletown. Didn't give up much.
Buffington will be in the shotgun here on third down and six. Sidecar to the left. Three receivers left. One to the right now. Williams in motion. Buffington looking to throw, and it's going to be intercepted. It's picked off by LaRon Woody for Middletown. We've got a flag thrown on the field as well.
That ball pretty much thrown right at Woody. He was slightly ahead of the guy he was guarding. Question is, did he make contact with him, and that's why he was in front of him?
It's
call
going to
a hold.
A hold, yeah.
Against Middletown. Now, Brett Myers comes slightly out onto the field, and he wants an explanation of who it was, what they did.
That's going to be a first down for Camp Hill. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. And that's going to move the sticks for the Lions, as they'll have a first and 10 at the around 46-yard line.
Yeah, good play. Woody had it. Came up with the ball. But Camp Hill retains possession here early in the first.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Handoff is going to go nowhere. That is going to be Jack Williamson getting the carry. And Middletown was all over that loss of three.
Oh, yeah. It was Rattaball in there. He was one of those. Graham also making some penetration up the middle. And a loss by Camp Hill. They're going to feel that pressure.
Two receivers to either side. Buffington in the shotgun. Williamson is the sidecar to the right side.
Buffington's not going to get a lot of time to throw in these games either. He's got to get quick releases.
Buffington, there is a quick release. That's complete. Jordan Moore over along the right sideline, and he is going to be, he coughed up the football. Looks like Middletown's pointing like they got it.
I think you're right.
And it is. It is Middletown football at the 46-yard line of Middletown.
He made some nice moves to the far side, but the Raiders stayed with him, made some hard hits. It looked like one of those over there was Thompson. Was he out on defense at that time? If it was, he was one of those over there. I didn't think he was.
First down and 10 for Middletown at their own 46-yard line. First possession of the game for the Raiders. Snavely with Fox in motion in front of him. Now Fox will just line up over on the left side. Snavely will look to the sideline. Mills is lined out wide to the right. There's a snap, play fake. Snavely looking to throw. He's throwing deep, and it's going to be caught by Mills. No, it's not. They're going to say short hopped it off the turf, incomplete.
Nice job, because I thought he was going to Noon, who was double covered and put it high over him, and all of a sudden Mills came up with it, diving back down onto the carpet low. A little dangerous, kind of lofted up there just a little bit. Mills made a nice attempt to catch that ball.
Hughes is wide to the left, slot to the right side. Thompson in the backfield. He's going to get the give, cuts up the middle, across midfield, and tackled down at the 48-yard line of Camp Hill. A gain of six. It'll be third down and four for Middletown. And make it third and five. They mark him on the 49.
Jalen Thompson, going over the 3,000-yard rushing mark last week, getting closer and closer to becoming the all-time leading rusher in Middletown High School history.
Double wing formation this time. Handoff goes to Brady Fox. Tries to crash the left side, and he's going to pick up 2 yards. It's going to be fourth down and three. And it's going to be decision time here for Middletown.
Yeah, he's following Trey Michael, who was trying to clear out a couple guys. Now we'll see what they, if they're going to go for it. It looks like they're going to try to go for it from midfield. Now, you've got enough confidence in your defense and what they can do.
Fox in motion to the left. It's going to be a handoff. The underneath give to Thompson. He's got the first down. He's going to be pulled down from behind at the 41-yard line. Got six. He only needed three, and Middletown gets the first down.
And you could tell the urgency on the offensive line that time because they sprung off the ball. They shot forward, and immediately off that snap, they had already picked up 3 yards of room for him to make that surge forward and get the first down.
First and 10, Middletown at the Camp Hill, 41. Snavely in the shotgun. He'll have two receivers to the left. Mills is wide to the right side. Fox in the backfield with the Middletown quarterback. High snap, pulls it down, hands it off. Fox left side, big hole, first down, 30. And tripped up at the 25-yard line, call it the 23. So nice gain of 18 yards for Brady Fox. And somebody got him just on the leg, and that was enough to knock him off balance to finally bring him to the turf.
Now, quarterback Snavely got enough practice last year at pulling down high snaps. Of course, missed some last year because they were so high, but right there, great job grabbing it and handing it off in time.
Middletown quickly up. Snavely, play fake, will look to throw, and it's going to be incomplete. We've got a flag thrown as he was looking to get it to Trey Leach.
Now, Leach may be a little holding from behind by one of the Camp Hill players. Trying to figure out who that one was. But we'll see if he was being held a little bit coming across the middle. And we'll get the call now.
All pass interference against Middletown.
I don't know where that was. Some folks here in the press box seem to like it, but I didn't see it.
It couldn't have been on Leach.
No, because he certainly had a good step on his man.
Defender was behind him. If it would, it would have had to be somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of groans last week against the officiating, wasn't there?
Yes, there were. The Middletown did, for the most part, we're guilty of most of those.
Most of them,
yes. From what we saw.
Mm-hmm.
So first down and 25 now. Handoff is going to go up the middle. Thompson breaking a few tackles, still on his feet, spinning around 30-yard line. Finally, his momentum is stopped, and he's going to be called down at the 30.
I know one last week that even my dad called me up about and said, did you see that face mask in the fourth quarter, that face mask? It was right in front of the Middletown side face. I said, Dad, I didn't think it was a face mask. It looked like it, but the guy was pulling down on the collar, pulling down on the shoulder pad area, but had the hand right underneath the face mask. But a lot of folks swore it was a face mask.
Second and 16 after a gain of 9. Quick pass, bubble screen. Mills caught, 20-yard line, still on his feet, and he's going to be tackled out of bounds for a first down, and a late flag is thrown as well. And now Mills is going to have to be wrestled away by his teammates. Make sure he doesn't pick up one.
He's a fighter. I'll tell you, he got down that side. He was busting through guys, pulling them, knocking them, putting the head down, and then still out of bounds. They decided, he gave us this much of a ride. We're just going to take him down. So the late hit's going to come up. Give Snavely a lot of credit. Kept the composure. Man in his face, just as after he got rid of it, he was taken down and tackled back there, but it was just in time. Wasn't a late hit on the quarterback, but Snavely got back up to see that his team's got a first down.
Now the penalty is against Camp Hill.
They'll move it all the way down to the 5-yard line. First and goal for Middletown as Snavely lines up under center now.
Snavely hands off. Fox goes left side trying to bounce and finds his way to the goal line. They're going to call him they're going to call him into the end zone. Touchdown, Middletown. Very late signal. Looked like the official was going to come in and mark him down at about the 1-inch line, and then finally the arms go up. Touchdown, Middletown. 6-0 Raiders.
They move that ball with efficiency. A nice drive by the Raiders, mixing up the plays, the run and the pass.
So now, Donovan Brady in to kick the extra point for the Raiders. There's the snap. The hold kick is on the way, and it is good. We'll take timeout. 6:39 left to play in the opening quarter. It is Middletown 7, Camp Hill nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Seven nothing Middletown on a 5-yard touchdown run by Brady Fox. Donovan Brady with the extra point makes it 7-0. That drive from Middletown, 8 plays, 54 yards, 2 minutes and 45 seconds, fouling the turnover from Camp Hill.
Thompson with 20 yards already coming into this game, needing 309 to tie the all-time record, 310 to be the all-time leading rusher. It'd be cool if he got it at homecoming next week, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Brady will kick it away. It is taken right up the middle, and that is by Jordan Moore.
Flag thrown on the far side on the return. Usually a block in the back or a hold.
He got a nice hold that time.
He sure did. That thing opened up. But what's the call going to be? Yep. Got the hold against Camp Hill. We touched upon briefly, I think, last week, the fact that one of the teams in Triple A in the West that we're keeping an eye on, Aliquippa, got slaughtered last week against Single A Clareton, who's also unbeaten. And, of course, Aliquippa has a scandal where two of their football players, part of a murder investigation out in Aliquippa.
Slot to both sides. Buffington in the shotgun here. Williams is in the slot to the left. He'll take the snap, has time, steps up, now throws over, and it's incomplete. Looking for more along the sideline, but
I think he was concerned about the sideline, Steve. He couldn't hold on to the ball. He was looking, I think, looking down, see where he was. But Aliquippa, you fans might recall back in 1988, was the team that Berwick played. When Berwick beat Middletown, they went to the state championship. They played Aliquippa.
And most people expected Aliquippa to win that game, but Berwick shut them out.
Oh, yeah. They had Sean Gilbert in Aliquippa, later played for the Vikings.
Second down, pitch to Williams, trying to get to the edge, and he is going to be met and knocked out of bounds at the 22-yard line. So, effectively, he's going to maybe lose a yard on the play. That's Mills, who is going to match Williams speed for speed. And Williams just couldn't get to the outside fast enough.
Well, and that's one of the biggest keys with this defense. When you look at what Middletown has secondary-wise, and you've got a Mills and you've got a Woody out there, you've also got a McCoy, these guys getting around the edge, sealing up the holes from the outside, running guys down. Great speed.
Buffington in the backfield. Williamson is the sidecar. He's going to have Moore in motion over to the right side. He's going to look that way. Buffington steps up, now throws across the middle, and it is incomplete. Looking to get it for Zach Kuntz, but it goes through his hands and to the turf. And fourth down upcoming for Camp Hill. They'll have to punt it away.
I think he heard the footsteps. I think they know how tough this Middletown defense is, and they know that they get that ball, they're going to get punished. The Raiders have no problems doing that.
Williams is the punter. He will put the boot to it, a low line driver. It's going to bounce around. Mills is going to field it at the 40-yard line. Breaks the first tackle. Headed to the far side of the field. 45, picks up a block, and he's going to be tackled right at about the midfield stripe. All depends on where they're going to spot him. They gave him a really good spot up to the 47 of Camp Hill.
He's fearless, and Coach Myers loves that about him. We talked about how he always wants that ball on the punts. He's dangerous at times, getting in at the last second and stuff. Coach Myers said, hey, look, you know, be smart, but do your thing. No matter what happens out there, you're our guy, so don't worry about it. Just get that ball and go.
It's a good field position here for Middletown, first and 10 at Camp Hill, 47-yard line. Fox in motion. It's going to be a pitch out to Fox. This is a running play, and he's going to run over a guy right at the sideline. Goes out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Caught, so a gain of 8 yards on a running play for Brady Fox.
Yeah, he's a beast, isn't he? He came over. He just lowered down and just leveled that Camp Hill player right along the sideline. Tough.
Second and 2 from the 39-yard line. Snavely with 3 receivers out to the left side. That's wing and 2 others. So we'll just call it trips over there. And Hughes looks like is wide to the right side. There's a handoff to Thompson, and still on his feet, spinning around, and now he's going to be pushed back right around the line to gain here for the first down. Might be just a touch short.
He was going down, and one of the Camp Hill players was already down and almost on all fours, and he just kind of landed on his back, on the back of the Camp Hill player, and kind of rolled off him, got back up on his feet and kept going, because the knees and the elbows, nothing ever hit the grass, the turf, so he was still alive for an extra couple yards.
5:20 and counting here in the first quarter. Middletown leads Camp Hill 7-0. Raiders with it, third down and a half a yard here to the 38 of Camp Hill. Double wing formation. Fox is the lone setback, and it's just going to be a quarterback keeper for Snavely right up the middle, just like they scored the touchdown against Palmyra last week, as the offensive line does the work, and Snavely has an easy first down, and now we've got an injured Camp Hill player on the turf.
And you like that out of a quarterback, one that can hand off, one that can throw the football, one that can scramble, and one that sometimes when you got to line up quick, he's going to get up there and just take that ball. He's going to pick the side or go right up behind the center and pick up that one needed yard or 2 needed yards, whatever it is, and very quick to do that.
So injury timeout on the field. We'll take one as well here. 5:06 left to play in the first quarter. It's Middletown 7, Camp Hill nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations with you in mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with you in mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with you in mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Sean Abach, the injured Lion, they help him off. Here's the pass deep down along the sideline looking for Mills, but it is incomplete. Good coverage that time for Camp Hill. We're looking for the number, and that is going to be Nick Newman on the breakup.
There we go, yeah.
Very good defensive play.
These numbers, yeah, it's right down along the sideline. Mills had a slight step on him, but Newman got the hands up. They were both kind of reaching out. A little hand battle going on, but not too much contact to throw a flag.
Head off to Thompson, trying to go left side. He is going to be ripped down. Not much there. Zach Kuntz on the tackle there for Camp Hill. One of the guys in on it.
Well, Camp Hill's trying to shut down those lanes. And again, it all comes down to that blocking of the offensive line. Yeah, you can see Thompson, when he gets his 200 yards a game, you know, he'll tell you the line was making big holes for me. And when he's been held down a little bit, He knows that they've been in a tough fight up front.
Third down and nine. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Snavely in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looking to throw. Looking for that bubble screen to Mills. He catches it. Going to the 20. The 15. Still on his feet. He's going to score. Touchdown, Middletown. Taylor Mills caught that right back slip behind screen. The line of scrimmage on the slip screen, and it looked like he was going to get hit and knocked over. He kept his balance, and then once he's in the open field, forget it.
Slip screen, he's lined up all the way wide to the far side, and he starts running back in toward the quarterback, gets the catch. Meanwhile, the wide receiver who's on the slot inside of him starts moving forward, makes the block, and he was able to crush through a couple defenders. He almost brought him down, but he's just too fast, too slick.
Brady in for the PAT. There's a snap, the hold, the kick is up. It is good. We'll take timeout. 3:58 left to play in the first quarter. It's Middletown 14, Camp Hill nothing. Back after this on the Faker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Six plays, 47 yards, 2 minutes and 6 seconds off the clock. That's what it took Middletown to score on their latest possession. A 33-yard touchdown pass from Chase Snavely to Tyre Mills.
And another good drive.
Yeah, Mills, I think that's his fourth touchdown reception on the year. It is.
He's solid. He's back next year. Yeah, you could take him and interchange Thompson after Thompson graduates. Maybe move Mills there if you want.
Williams takes the kickoff 15-yard line. There's the burst of speed right up the middle, and he is slammed to the turf right around the 39-yard line of Camp Hill. 3:52 left to play in the first quarter. Middletown leading 14 to nothing.
Trey Leach was going to have none of that. Once again, they tried making that hole up the middle, and Leach came from the side and took him down. I mentioned earlier that Jalen Thompson is out there playing defense. Now, that's because Stetler was injured last week. We saw Stetler after the game last week. The jersey off, had a sling on the right arm. He's just in regular street clothes, still with that sling on. So, you know, he's getting some rest right now. Got to get him better. So Thompson out there playing in the secondary.
Slot left side. Williams in the backfield. He gets the give. And Williams is tackled at the 42 for a gain of 3 yards. Williams with 4 carries so far for just 7 yards.
This Middletown team coming together the last few years. There's young guys, freshman and sophomore, getting a couple lumps, getting better last year, getting into the playoffs. They knew what their ultimate goal was for this season. They worked hard in the offseason.
Coots is wide to the left side here for Camp Hill. Buffington will be in the shotgun with Williams behind him. Man in motion in front is Moore. Play fake to him. And it's going to be given right up the middle, and nowhere is Williams.
Yeah, play fake. That play fake went right to Bobby Graham. He came in, said, you can try to hand it off to whoever you want. I'm going to find him. I'm going to seek him out, and I'm going to take him down. And he went down quick.
Loss of 3 on the play, 3rd down and 10. It's almost difficult to see where the ball even went there.
Yeah.
Good pressure by the guys up front for Middletown. 3 receivers out to the right, 1 to the left. Here with Buffington in the shotgun on 3rd down and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Again, Moore goes in motion. Comes over, so slot to both sides. Buffington looking to throw, in trouble, and he's going to be sacked. Back at the 31-yard line, that's Bobby Graham again with the play for Middletown.
Well, Woody made a lot of that happen because LaRon Woody came in from that left side, kind of made him scramble a little bit more, and Buffington's like, okay, well, I got to cut up and cut over here. And when he did that, well, Graham's like, oh, nice to see you again. Didn't we just meet a few minutes ago? Graham's picking up steam. You can tell it. You get him and Hunter Landis going up front there, and big hands and tall frame of Maxwell.
Williams to boot it away. Mills runs under it. 35-yard line. Picks it up off of bounce. Now runs over to the near side of the field. 45, 50. And he's going to be ripped down from the shoulder area. Somebody got a hold of his jersey and ripped him out of bounds at the 46-yard line. So good field position once again for Middletown. 1:30 left to play in the opening quarter. 14-0 Middletown with the lead.
He is dangerous. Dangerous as a receiver, dangerous as a runner, as a defensive back, as a returner. Such a fantastic all-purpose type player. Wherever you need him, he'll be able to play out there. And he can even run quarterback if you need him to.
First down and 10 for Middletown at the Camp Hill 46-yard line. Mills is wide to the left. Everybody else in tight. As going to be handoff to Fox right up the middle, trying to follow Majerski into the hole. Picks up 5 yards before being stopped at the 41.
The fullbacks don't get a lot of attention out there. Majerski, it doesn't get his name mentioned a lot, but he's trying to move people out of the way.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Second down and 5. Handoff Thompson, and he's trying to bounce off the tackle. Can't do so. Can't get away. Only gets 1 yard to the 40-yard line.
And that's a credit to the Lions defense. And they're bending a lot with this, but they are stopping him from time to time. It's only time before Thompson's able to break a big one off. But Camp Hill can stop one guy, but you're not going to stop all the others.
They're down to 4. Snavely looking to throw. Throwing deep down the middle. It is caught. Plummer goes up and pulls it down. Falls to the turf. He had to jump for it. And he lands on the turf, so the play is dead there at the 16-yard line. Good for a first down and a gain of 24.
6'3". He's only a junior. Fans may remember seeing him as a basketball player. And when you get a guy like him or a Hughes out there, they've got so many weapons to throw to, even Leach, Noon, you can keep going on and on, so many targets. But right there, down the seam, no one around him, and had to jump up and pull it down.
First down and 10 at the 16-yard line of Camp Hill. Wide to the left side, handoff is going to go to Thompson, trying to go around the left edge. Gets to the corner, 10, stays in bounds, and that will be knocked out of bounds. Just a little short of another first down for Middletown, just inside the 10-yard line.
And what got him that extra room was Wyatt Beto on the far side for Camp Hill was going to try to seal that off, cut him off around the end, and he made a move like he was going to cut up inside of Beto. That stopped Beto for about 1 second, and then he took it outside of him.
Second down and 2, handoff. Fox cuts back. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Middletown 8-yard touchdown run for Brady Fox, his second touchdown of the first quarter here, and Middletown leads 20-0 with 1 second left in the opening frame.
And no mercy by this Blue Raider team. They're just going to keep playing hard-nosed Middletown football. They're going to drive it down your throat to halftime. If they can get it mercied at halftime like they have other teams this season, they'll do it.
Brady in for the extra point, and we've got a flag.
Yeah, Camp Hill jumped offside. But they'll just stay out there and probably kick it again.
Yeah, I think at this point Middletown will just decline it, and they do so. If it was the Steelers out there, they'd go for 2 now. Mike Tomlin loves to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try it again. Snap. Hold, kick, up, and good. We'll take timeout. 1 second left in the first quarter. It is Middletown 21, Camp Hill nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkelmeyer Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
One second left here in the first quarter. 21-0 Middletown with the lead over Camp Hill. Raiders will kick off, and this will likely be the last play of the first quarter. A solid opening quarter so far for Middletown.
Solid.
Getting a turnover on defense and offense, three drives, three touchdowns. Here's the kick. Williams will run under it. Fields it at the 15-yard line. Now cuts over to the left side, trying to find the edge, and he is going to be caught, but now slips away and still on his feet and finally stopped at the 35-yard line. That'll take us to the end of quarter number one, so we'll step out. Our score after one, it's Middletown 21, Camp Hill nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Nothing Middletown after one. Camp Hill of the football at their own 36-yard line here to start this second quarter following the kickoff.
They haven't been able to get anything going. This Raider defense has been too tough.
The lineup, Williams in the slot to the left. They have slot to the right as well. Buffington will not be in the shotgun. This is Moore, I think. Yeah, this is Moore throwing the football. It's caught at the 40-yard line, and that's the first catch of the game for Wyatt Meadow. Gain of four.
Yeah, wasn't much. Good read by the Raiders. They played off a little bit, but as that ball was in the air, quickly charging and taking him down. A little awkward on the tackle as Meadow's leg kind of extended out a little bit, almost getting into a split position, where a few others finally just laid him out flat.
So Buffington is still out there. He's going to line up as a receiver. And Moore is taking the snaps here in the pistol this time with Williams behind him. Moore takes it. It's going to be a quarterback keeper, and he's going to be upended by Kyle Truesdale at the 44-yard line for a gain of four.
And then Hayden Landis came in at the very end and a finishing blow on him. Their downs have not been very successful for Camp Hill thus far in the game.
That's true, but this is a third and two, which is a little more manageable than the rest of the ones that they've had so far here this evening. Slot left, wide right. It's still going to be Moore in there as the quarterback. Williams is the tailback behind him. On third and two from their own 44, it's going to be a quick pass, and it's Zach Kuntz with the catch at the midfield stripe, and he's able to run down into Middletown territory at the 42-yard line for a gain of 14 yards.
Zach Kuntz is the 6'8" junior. He's got the height, and that's someone I'm surprised they don't try to target more, even more so out of maybe a split end or a tight end position. That type of size, man, that's a big target and tough to guard against. I think that's one of the reasons why they have Thompson out there and guarding on that side of the field.
He had over 100 yards receiving in the game against Middletown last year, so I'm sure Middletown remembers him very well. Moore still in there at quarterback. He'll take the snap, and he's going to have white shirts on him immediately, trying to run it to the right side, but nothing doing there. He's going to be tackled for a loss of two.
And that was Griffin Rattleball. Quick penetration on him fast. I think Camp Hill's going to realize as they're trying to change up the offense, trying to figure out something that's going to work against this defense, that they're only going to get away with a few plays like that in this game where, you know, they might pick up some significant yardage before they get stopped.
Moore in the backfield. Slot to both sides. Buffington goes in motion. He is... Now it's going to be the keeper for Moore, and not much there. He just runs straight up into the line of scrimmage for a gain of two.
Yeah, Buffington was covered. Raiders were staying with him across the line as he went in motion. It was the fake give almost from that wing back normal position, but he was out much further. It's interesting how they're using their personnel right now. But again, they've got to try something to get it moving.
Third down and 10 at the Middletown 42-yard line. Moore will direct some traffic. Actually, no, that was the fullback directing traffic. Moore with slot to the right side. He's going to fake the run now. Drops back looking to throw. Throws across the middle, and it is caught by Kuntz at the 28-yard line. He's tackled inside the 25 to the 23-yard line for a gain of 19.
Well, he was open across the middle, and it's not hard to find him.
No.
he just put it up there, and the guy's got great hands, good soft hands, able to pull it in. Middletown, though, in control of this game. 21-0, 8:33 to play in the second.
First and 10 at the 23-yard line of Middletown for Camp Hill. By far their best drive of the game here. Quarterback by Jordan Moore. He's going to hand it off to Williams, and he slipped on the turf. He tried to stop his momentum, and the feet just kept going. And he is going to be down at the line of scrimmage for nothing.
I'll tell you, on that pass 2 plays ago, Moore got leveled right after getting rid of the football. But, hey, that's the sign of a, you know, quarterback who knows you don't have much time. You've got to know when to get rid of it. Against Middletown, you don't want to hold it very long.
Yeah, one thing about Camp Hill, you never question the toughness that these Camp Hill kids have.
No,
they're always tough. And there is a pass to the right side, and it is almost picked off. It looked like Hunter Landis got his hands on it, and then Kyle Truesdale almost had a shot at it as well.
Well, again, looking for the big man Kuntz, going for a slight down and a slant toward the post, and Middletown stepped in front but couldn't hold on. Kuntz did get behind him, though, so you make that throw a little bit higher, and that would have been a touchdown for Camp Hill.
Two receivers either side. Moore will be in the backfield here on third down and 10 from the 23-yard line of Middletown. Again, the Raiders lead here 21-0. Camp Hill looking to get on the board here early in the second. Moore hard snap count now. He'll take it. Looking to throw, throws it out in the flat, and it is going to be caught. And I think that was Williams, and he got hammered right as soon as he got the football, as LaRon Woody laid the wood on it.
You've been waiting to say that, haven't you? Woody came over from Hempfield during the offseason, moved into the school district. Great addition to this Middletown football team. I'm sorry, McCoy is who I'm talking about.
Yeah, McCoy's the transfer.
McCoy moved in from the transfer. Woody is a senior. McCoy is also a senior.
Fourth down and 5. Camp Hill will leave the offense in here. Moore gives some instructions to Moore, or rather to Williams, who's in the slot on the left. They have slot to the right as well. Moore will take too much time. This is going to be delay a game against Camp Hill.
You can't do that. You're in your best field position in the game. You've got a fourth down. You've got to make this conversion. You can't take that play. You've got to call a timeout or know, you know, when that play's about to run.
That's going to cost them 5.
You know, sometimes a coach, Steve, will make that call from the sideline. If he sees that they're not getting it off in time, they'll yell out the timeout as well, and no one caught it.
It just took a long time to get that play off, and now Camp Hill will take a timeout. So we'll step out as well. 6:43 left to play in the first quarter. Middletown 21, Camp Hill nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkelbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
Welcome back to Siebert Park here in Camp Hill. 21-0 Middletown with the lead. Camp Hill with a fourth down and 10. And a
missed opportunity.
Yeah, took the delay game penalty and now called the timeout anyway to talk things over here on a fourth down. Try to get them on the scoreboard here. You do have an early score. Palmyra took the lead on Steel High 7-0 early in the first. I wonder if that was a 7:30 start.
I don't know. Palmyra used to do that to us sometimes. We'd get over there and, we're not starting till 7:30. We're like,
could be their homecoming. Okay. Fourth down and 10 here. Slot to both sides. Moore takes the snap. We'll lob it up, and it is going to be incomplete. Kuntz goes up for it, and Thompson kind of came underneath him and went up and hit the football and did not allow it to be caught. Incomplete. Middletown takes over on downs.
It's the right play to call.
Absolutely.
Your big man. You're going to put it up, let him pull it in. I actually thought he was going to have it until I saw the football hit the ground, but it was I thought, for the most part, the pass was...
The pass needed to be a little higher.
Just another foot or two higher, and he may have been able to come down with that.
Because instead of Kuntz trying to catch it in front of his body, with Thompson coming up through him, he could have caught it over his body.
Yeah.
And Thompson trying to leap just to get a hand on it.
Well, a bend but don't break. Defense comes up for Middletown.
Yeah. 6:37 to play in the half. Handoff on first down. That goes nowhere. Is that Fox on the run?
Fox was on the run there, but only getting a yard out of it. Homecoming next weekend, next Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Boiling Springs in town.
Slot left, wide right. And off again goes to Fox. Going left, cuts. Now finds a hole, 30. Still on his feet, and he'll be tackled right around the first down marker at the 32-yard line. And I think where they spot this football, they're going to give him the first down. They already waved him on.
Wanted to cut it up. Pushed. Couldn't tell who was blocking in front of him. Kind of pushed him in. Pushed him down. He's like, okay, get out of my way. I'm going to go this way.
First down and 10 for the Raiders. Double wing formation. Fox in the backfield. Thompson in motion. It's going to be a throw. Snavely looking deep, looking for Mills. It's caught. 35. They're not going to get him. 20. 10. 5. Touchdown. Middletown. A 68-yard touchdown pass from Chase Snavely to Tyre Mills, and it's 27-0 Raiders.
Tyre Mills has the speed. He beat his man. Snavely with a perfect pass once again. Mills had to only just slow down for just a hair. Got it. The defense was burnt. You just can't beat his speed. He is quick. Big play, Middletown. And that's how, Middletown can do drives and chip away at you the whole way down the field. Or other times, big play here, big play there, big play there.
Brady in for the extra point. There's the snap. Old kick is good. We will take timeout. 5:37 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 28. Camp Hill nothing. Back after this on the Fager Fink and Binder Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Brady Fox, two touchdowns running. Tyre Mills, two touchdowns receiving, both from Chase Snavely, and Middletown's up 28-0 here with 5:37 left to play in the first half here at Siebert Park in Camp Hill.
We've said it since day one of the season, Steve. Fans, you need to join this bandwagon. This is an exceptional year for Middletown football.
If you're on that bandwagon here at Camp Hill, you're going to be standing along the fence on the far side. Middletown has filled up the opposite side bleachers. Good crowd on hand. Moore hands it off to Williams on the kick return, and Williams is bumped out of bounds just short of the 30-yard line. That drive for Middletown, three plays, 78 yards, took only 1 minute off the clock, and they hit the home run ball with a 68-yard touchdown pass from Snavely to Tyre Mills.
Next Friday night, we've got Lower Dolphin football for you here on WMSS since Middletown plays Saturday afternoon. And Friday night, we hope Middletown fans, Middletown alumni, Middletown residents visit the new Middletown Area High School, North Union Street, from 5 to 9 p.m. open house for everyone.
We won't be there.
We can't make it.
But we can. But we could go the following morning. I think they're doing it from 7 to 10 in the morning as well. First down and 10 for Camp Hill here at their own 30-yard line. It is going to be Moore still in there at quarterback. He's going to throw it out to Williams. It's going to be cut down right away for no gain on the play.
That time it was Truesdale once again getting in there quickly with Radabaugh. Well, good. Yeah, then Saturday morning it shall be, because we have LVC football that afternoon up in Williamsport. Brian Kaiser will be joining me for that. You get the homecoming game, Steve. And it should be a great day with the tailgate party, the parade, all the festivities, the evening business meeting and party at American Legion.
Pitch to Williams. It's fumbled, and it's going to be picked up by Middletown at the 20-yard line. I know Radabaugh was in there. I don't know if he's the guy who picked it up.
He's the big guy on
the
bottom.
It's going to be Maxwell.
Yeah. You tell it was one big guy, and that's the biggest one out there.
Another turnover for Camp Hill, and Middletown is in business here at the 20-yard line.
And he wasn't really hit. The ball just kind of, didn't have good possession of it and popped out. And
the pitch was a little bit in front of him.
Yeah. Bounced around a little bit, had the hand on it, but couldn't pull it in. Another Raider dove in and didn't see who that was, and then Maxwell ultimately comes up with it at the 19.
Snavely in the shotgun, has a man in motion in front of him, now hands off to Thompson, going to the right side, tries to cut back. Now he comes back all the way across the field, coming to the 15, the 10, finds a hole, dives for the end zone. It's a touchdown. Jalen Thompson, that play went to the right, and he put the brakes on and came back the whole way across the field. And we've got a late flag here after the play. But Thompson has his first touchdown of the evening, and it is 34-0.
An injured player as well for Camp Hill in the end zone. Plummer thought that he needed the trainer and called him over, but Middletown just steamrolling. I don't want to use that word, steamroll, because we know who that represents, but they really are just pounding us down their throats right now. And they can move this to the mercy rule with 4:33 to play here in the second quarter, but looks like an arm injury for, was that Benny Geyer? I thought it was number 7, but could be wrong. If so, it is Geyer.
Yep.
I did see it right. These numbers are so hard to see, folks.
An unsportsmanlike penalty against Camp Hill.
Middletown a chance to make it 35-0. I was talking to longtime fan Diane Rao before the game. She goes, "Oh, that game last week, I can't take games like that. My heart was hurt." I said, "You're not going to worry about it tonight. We're going to mercy rule it for you."
So Brady in for the extra point. It is on the way, and it is good. Brady, a perfect 5 for 5, and that's going to put this game under the mercy rule in the second half. We'll take timeout. 4:33 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 35, Camp Hill nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finger Minor Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
This year at 21.
Welcome back to Siebert Park. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach here, 35-0 Middletown with the lead. I was talking to Larry Etter before the game, and I have all the scores for all the Middletown games in history. Hop McGlynn gave me his history book that he kept a number of years ago, and I've kept it going myself. And it's in a spreadsheet, so I just hit auto sum, for the whole history of Middletown football. And coming into this game, we needed 21 points to get 18,000 points.
Huh.
And I missed it.
You forgot the call.
So Middletown's got 18,014 points in their history. Kickoff will be returned out across the 15 to about the 18-yard line. And Middletown, I think, has given up like 13,000 points. So that at least tells you Middletown probably has a winning program, and they do. They're 551, 370-something, and 47. They have 47 ties.
Yeah.
Good thing we don't do that anymore. I don't like ties.
I agree with you. There's a lot of things we didn't like about those early years of Middletown football. And, we've talked many times over the years about the 1986 team and what that team could have done after they won the district championship, but they didn't have state playoffs in 1986. Yeah, that would have been a good opportunity, as I'm talking to Larry Etter next to us on the Press and Journal.
Slot both sides. Moore looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to have to try to tuck and run. He does so left side. Has some room. He's going to have a first down out to the 30, 31-yard line. Gain of 12 yards. Oh, 13 to the 31.
Another injured Camp Hill player getting off the turf. Like, it's not that the Camp Hill's a bad team. They're 4-2. They're a double-A team. Is it Middletown is that good? And they are beating teams down.
This is the, as we have a little bit of time out here for the injured player, this is the 14th meeting between these two teams. Middletown is 9-3-1. I don't think we would want to have been in that first game in this series back in 1935.
Oh,
a wonderful scoreless tie.
I remember it well.
That is the tie in the series. Middletown did not play Camp Hill for a number of years between 1949 and 2007. They only renewed the series when the Capital Division came into fruition in 2008. First down and 10, and we've got a flag thrown here pre-snap. It is going to be motion against Camp Hill.
They put Buffington in motion from the far side of the near side. Kind of slowed it up a little bit. Now he's just going to come off the field. Yeah, so homecoming next weekend. Now, Central Dauphin will be on the internet tomorrow on WMSSFM.com. It's CD at Harrisburg, 1:45 of the airtime with Eric Thomas tomorrow. There is no Lebanon Valley College football this weekend. It's a bye week for them.
First down and 15 more in the shotgun slot. Left, wide, right is Williams. Buffington in motion over to the right side. It's going to be a pass left side, caught by Beto over there at the 40-yard line. Caught for a gain of 14 yards, almost enough for that first down. It'll be second and one.
Yeah, nice pass. And good leap on the far side. Got open. I think a lot of the mistakes that Middletown had in last week's game have obviously been improved upon and fixed thus far for this one. Seeing that Camp Hill is a much smaller squad numbers-wise, I would think that we might be seeing a lot more JV again in the second half for Middletown, and I don't even know if they have this game as a scheduled JV tomorrow.
Yeah, not sure. Slot to the right, wide left. Moore looking to throw now. Has to step up in the pocket. He's got pressure from behind now. He'll throw it deep, and it's going to be tipped and almost caught by Koontz as Trey Leach...
He had it,
but it went through his hands, and Koontz almost came up with it behind him. There's a flag on the field. It's going to be a legal man downfield for Camp Hill, and you expect that, I guess, with all the running around and scrambling that was going on there. So not surprising that that is the call.
And since they only needed a yard for the first down, you definitely want to take this, mark them back again. 2:35 to go in Middletown, a 35-0 lead. We'll be running down all the scores from out of town at halftime and keep you updated. And in the second half, it's going to fly because of the mercy rule.
Second down and 6 following the penalty. They keep the down, lose 5 yards. So second and 6 from the 35-yard line. Moore in the shotgun. 3 receivers in a bunch to the right side, 1 to the left. Moore running for his life over to the right side. Now in trouble. Sidesteps the defender. Now gets away. 30 and caught from behind at the 37-yard line.
Caught by Bobby Graham, who actually got pushed from behind going after the quarterback in the backfield, went down, got back up, and still able to catch back up and run him down on the near sideline. He never quit on the play.
Now it's a 3rd and 2 at the 39-yard line. 2 minutes and counting here in the first half. Middletown leading 35-0. Slot left and right. Going to be, I think, Buffington back in now. Buffington, or is it Moore?
I think it's Moore.
It is still Moore.
Yeah.
Moore. Deep throw down the middle, and Williams got behind the defense, and he is going to score. Nicely thrown ball from Moore as the speedy Williams got behind the defenders, and it is going to be a touchdown of 61 yards from Moore to Bill Williams.
LaRon Woody was on him, but not tight enough. Gave him a couple steps and got burnt. Now, once he pulled that ball and Woody was unable to catch him then, he turned on the afterburners.
Yeah, that's not a guy you want to have behind you.
No.
Because you're going to have a hard time catching him.
And a perfectly thrown pass. He put it right out there, a nice lob.
Extra point is up and good. That is Jake Perry for Camp Hill. We will take timeout. 1:35 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 35, Camp Hill 7. Back after this on the Fager Finger Minor Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Welcome back to Siebert Park here in Camp Hill. The hometown Lions get one on the board. A 61-yard touchdown pass from Jordan Moore to Bill Williams. Makes it 35-7 in favor of Middletown.
Now, and as we understand the mercy rule, Middletown was already up by 35, so that rule will stay in effect in the second half.
Yeah.
A lot of folks will say, well, it's not 35 anymore. It's under 35, and that should be taken back off. But it won't be.
Unless they have changed the rule, which I don't really read the PAAA football rules and regulations every year to see exactly what they change. But that's how it always has been in the past. As Camp Hill will kick it away. It's going to be fielded at the 9-yard line. This is Fox running up the middle. And he bounces it off the turf, picks it back up on the dead run. This is not Australian rules football here, Brady. You don't have to bounce it off the turf and catch it. But he gets it out to the 45-yard line, and Middletown will have one more possession from there here in this first half with 1:25 to go, 35-7 Middletown.
Hey, he was going so fast. Someone got a hand in there and just kind of swatted it straight down from his arm, and it did. It literally bounced on the carpet and just leaned down as he was running and bounced it right back up into his hand.
And the football bounces funny sometimes, but sometimes it bounces your way, and it did for Fox that time. Snavely in the shotgun here. Slot left, wide right, handoff up the middle. Thompson, he'll have a first down, cut down after a gain of 11 yards to the Camp Hill 44-yard line.
Took it up the middle, found the hole, then sliced a little bit to the right side and just enough to find him. Middletown they know they've got more time on this clock. They want to put another score on the board.
Same formation. Snavy going to roll out to the left. Now he'll throw on the run. It is caught and pushed out of bounds. Is that Hughes?
Yep.
Yeah, that's Hughes with catch.
Again, using your wealth of receivers out there. When you got Hughes out there, you got Fox. You're running Mills, bringing Noon back into the game. So many different weapons he can go to. And Hughes, realizing they want another score on the board, 1:10 to play and a half, took it as far as he could, then went out of bounds, stopping the clock.
11 yards on that pass play to Hughes. First and 10 for Middletown at the 33-yard line. Slot both sides. Snavely takes the snap. Looking left side. Will throw down deep across middle. Caught by Fox at the 22. Taken down immediately. Or rather at the 18, I should say. They mark him down at the 19-yard line. And another first down on the gain of 14.
Good pass, right around the helmet area. Got the hands up. Caught it. And now we're going to get a timeout.
Timeout taken by Middletown. We'll step out as well. 58 seconds left to play in the first half. It's Middletown 35, Camp Hill 7. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Just under a minute to play in the first half. Middletown leads Camp Hill 35-7. Raiders with it first and 10 at the Camp Hill 19-yard line. As Snavy, they'll be in the shotgun here. Slot left. Wide right with Brady Fox as the sidecar to his right in the backfield. Leach in motion. Play fake. Snavely looking to throw deep across the middle, and it's going to be intercepted at the 2-yard line. It is picked off. That is Beto with the pick for Camp Hill. He's looking to get it to Trey Leach.
And what he did there, he had a few guys coming up into his face,
he
wanted to rush the pass, and he just kind of put it up there. A little bit of a prayer pass, kind of lobbing it, but he just didn't have enough behind it to get it over the coverage and toward, it just needed to get it a couple feet into the end zone where Leach was. Instead, it got picked off.
Beto made a great leaping interception as Camp Hill have the football at their own 2-yard line. Moore's going to still be the quarterback. He's been the more effective of the two. He'll get the pass out, and that's going to be Buffington with the catch. And he's going to step out of bounds at the 7-yard line for a gain of 5.
And they needed that. They needed to get away from that 2-yard line. Because Middletown's defense certainly would love to take advantage of the position and get that ball back quickly and somehow cause a turnover or a sack.
They give him 6 out to the 8-yard line. It'll be the second down and 4. Moore looking to throw, looking deep, puts it up high, and Buffington turns around and makes the catch at the 49-yard line. Got behind Mills and Truesdale out there for Middletown. It's a gain of 41.
Yeah, I think it was Truesdale's man because Mills was even behind Truesdale. And a nice catch. Camp Hill says, hey, we're going to try to put some more on the clock.
Yep. Yard shy midfield. Moore looking to throw again. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to have to run. He's across the line of scrimmage. He has to run. 40. Breaks another tackle. And it's going to be brought down from behind at the 35 of Middletown. So a run of 16 yards. And just like that, the Lions are all the way down to the Middletown 35-yard line with 24 seconds left to go in the half.
Well, they had no offense early in this game, and the coaching staff said, okay, let's change things. Let's move Buffington out into the slot or as a wing back, and we'll move Moore into that quarterback situation, and Moore's done well with it. He's, for the most part, taking care of the pressure. He's made some nice throws. He's had some good targets to get those throws to, and right there, demonstrating that, you know, he can run with the football and pick up some yardage.
And take a timeout here. They still have one timeout left here with 24 seconds left.
Hey, don't forget we got the Oldie Saturday brought to you by Members First tomorrow morning, 6:30 till noon. Playing only the 50s and the 60s on WMSS. Well, I got some cool stuff tomorrow. And stuff that folks probably never even heard.
I've probably heard it.
I don't know.
Somewhere along the way.
Somewhere along the line.
Slide to both sides. First and 10 at the Middletown 35-yard line. Moore back to pass. Throws a short one looking for Beto over on the right side, but it is underthrown and incomplete.
20 seconds remaining in the half. Middletown up 35-7.
If nothing else, Camp Hill gets a little confidence going into the locker room here. They're able to move the football down the field here. Get a couple of nice deep passes. Got one off to Williams for the touchdown earlier. He hit Buffington on that long pass. Two receivers to both sides. Moore in the shotgun here on second down. He'll take the snap, looking left, pump fake. Now he'll throw it deep, in trouble, though. Leach has got a beat on it, and he will make the catch. And where are they going to mark him out?
They're going to mark him at the one.
Yep, they're going to make him right down at the one.
He went into the end zone.
So. It almost looked like he was trying to stay in bounds and go into the end zone.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But he must have been right on the sideline at the two-yard line.
And the Raiders will just take a knee here to
Trey Leach on the interception for Middletown. Now Middletown will take over to two.
But you're right when you said about Camp Hill getting a little life. The fact was they were down 35-0. And to be able to put 7 points on the board kind of gave them a little more life, a little more excitement there, trying to get one more drive going, but Raiders are just going to take a knee.
And they're just going to
run it up the gut.
Push it forward. I don't even know if they handed it off. Was that just Snavely carrying it?
I think Snavely just kept it, yeah.
Just pushed it forward for about 7 yards on the carry, and that's going to take us to halftime. So we will step out our score at the break. It is Middletown 35, Camp Hill 7. Back with the halftime show after this here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools.
They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Welcome back to Siebert Park here in Camp Hill. 35-7 Middletown with the lead here at halftime. Gives a chance to run over the first half statistics in this one. We'll look at Camp Hill first. Rushing the football, Jordan Moore ended up being the leading rusher. 6 carries, 37 yards in the first half. Bill Williams, 6 carries for just 4 yards. Jack Williamson carried it one time. He lost 3 yards. Receiving, Bill Williams, 3 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown. Quinn Buffington, 2 for 47. Wyatt Beto, 2 for 18. Zach Koontz, 1 for 14. Jordan Moore, 1 for 8. Quinn Buffington, the starting quarterback for Camp Hill, 1 for 3 for 8 yards. And then they went with Jordan Moore, who went 9 for 14 for 164 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Team totals for Camp Hill, 13 carries, 38 yards on the ground, 165 yards of passing offense, and they were sacked one time for a loss of 6, give them 197 yards of total offense in the first half, along with 3 turnovers in the first 24 minutes of play. Middletown, leading rusher Jalen Thompson, 9 carries, 62 yards and a touchdown. Brady Fox, 8 carries, 56 yards and 2 scores. Chase Snavely, 2 for 10. Receiving, Tyre Mills, 3 catches, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns. Chris Plummer, 1 for 24. Brady Fox, 1 for 14. Ryan Hughes had 1 for 11. Chase Snavely, 6 of 9, 169 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception in the first half. On the ground, Middletown, 19 carries, 128 yards, 169 through the air, leaves Middletown 3 yards shy of 300 yards in the first half of play. Scoring recap for Middletown, Fox with a 5-yard run, Mills with a 33-yard reception, Fox with an 8-yard run, then Mills a 68-yard reception from Snavely, and then Thompson with a 20-yard touchdown run. Brady was 5 for 5 for the extra points, made it 35 to nothing. Then Camp Hill reeled one back with a minute 35 left to play in the first half. Bill Williams, 61-yard touchdown reception from Jordan Moore. Jake Perry's extra point was the last point in the first half, and that makes it 35-7 in favor of Middletown here at Camp Hill.
I think it's funny because every time we get a mercy rule, it seems like more time goes on the clock. It was down to like 12 minutes just a few minutes ago, and now they went back to 16. Where was that? West Perry? They did that to
us. That was West Perry.
Yeah. You know, for Middletown, a great first half. You know, the only 2 downfalls, giving up a touchdown and an interception. And other than that, they're playing superb, playing good defense. The little bend but don't break at different times when you're dealing with some good receivers that Camp Hill has, and you're missing, you know, one of your key defensive secondary guys in Stettler. But offensively, working the ball and moving it very well every series, able to put that 35-0 mercy rule in effect for the second half. And defensively, you know, again, they're making the stops, they're making hits, they're putting some punishment on out there on the field. But I know Coach Myers would like to, you know, get some of these starter guys off, a few guys maybe still a little dinged up from that Paul Myra game, and give them a little bit of a break here in the second half. But you can't do that right off the bat. And you're at the point now, Steve, in the season where you've got to start making sure that your team is in full game shape. Now, he says that they practice hard. He's not worried about that in practice, but that is still practice, you know, to get that full game in and have guys playing a full game, you know, certainly helps with the conditioning down the stretch when you're in a late game and it's a hard-fought game, as we saw against Paul Myra last week. You know, they were able to withstand that despite making some mistakes but you've got to have that full game strength going down when playoff time comes around. And when we come back, we'll run down the halftime scoreboard, and we'll talk a little bit about playoffs, because it is really time to start talking about and thinking about where this team's going, what it can look forward to, and what's going to happen, who they could be facing possibly in the postseason. So we'll step out at halftime. It's 35-7, Middletown leading Camp Hill. We'll be back with more of the halftime show on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Halftime Show on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Press and Journal keeps you informed about the latest happenings, ranging from sports to local government, school board meetings, and police news. From entertaining feature stories to thought-provoking editorials, and their sound off. The Press and Journal is available at newsstands or by subscription. And now you can get an electronic edition right on your computer. For subscription information, their number is 944-4628, or find them online at pressandjournal.com. The Press and Journal, we'll keep you informed.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back to Seabrook Park here in Camp Hill. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach here on the halftime show. Middletown leading 35-7 here over Camp Hill. And I know John, you want to take a look at some of the potential opponents when Middletown goes on into the postseason. Of course, you don't want to count your chickens before they're hatched. Middletown, no. Of course, has to win probably, well, I don't even know how many they're going to need to win if they win this game here tonight, which they're up pretty handedly. They should win next week against a winless Boiling Springs team.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big showdown with
Milton Hershey.
That'll be
the big one.
That is the big remaining game.
Yeah.
But and then the
Steel
last
High
week
is always
Steel
crazy.
High. That's
yeah.
all. It's you can never put record. You know, take records into consideration when Middletown plays Steel High. But Middletown should at least qualify for the playoffs for sure. We would think in AAA, which there is a 15 teams in the AAA field. Only four get in, or is it 10? I don't know. How many AAA teams are there?
I was thinking it was somewhere around 15.
Yeah, I think it's 15.
18, but you're right. Only four get in. Unlike the past few years, as Middletown was in AAA out of four classifications, and they took eight teams.
Yeah, and that's one thing that a lot of people looking at the six classification system saying, oh, yeah, we're going to have we're gonna have more teams in the playoffs, and you know, a lot more, you know, teams are going to get a shot at the postseason. Actually, it is the reverse, because with the six-class system, or with the four-class system, how it was before, in Quad A and Triple A, 16 teams made the District 3 playoffs. Now, with six classifications, it's 8-8-8 in 6-5-4A.
Right.
And then 4-2-2 in the lower classifications. So only 32 total teams make the playoffs now with six classifications, whereas 32 made it in just Quad A and Triple A, you know, when you look just a year ago.
And Camp Hill's got to be thinking about that with being in Double A, but that's going to be tough for them with another loss here today, because, again, only two teams will make it from Double A and two teams make it from Single A.
Yeah, and looking at the ratings, Middletown jumped ahead of Littlestown last week because Littlestown lost to York Catholic, who is a Double A school, and that actually hurt Camp Hill a great deal, because Camp Hill is trying to battle for one of just two spots. There's only a district championship game in Double A, so now Camp Hill is really behind the eight ball here, because they're gonna lose this game here tonight, more than likely.
So now Middletown's on top.
Yeah, Middletown's on top in 3A. Bermudian Springs is second. Littlestown is third. There's a negligible difference between the two. That'll be settled when they play each other. I believe that's in week 9. So one of those teams is going to take a loss. Wyomissing is in third. They lost to Pottstown, in fourth. Pottstown is the team that beat them in week 1. They took another loss. I can't remember who that was to in either the second or third week, but they have been winning since. They do have a showdown with Berks Catholic, their rival, who is, I believe, still unbeaten, and they are a 4A school, but Berks Catholic would be a pretty heavy favorite probably to win that game. So Wyomissing will likely take another loss. So it all depends on how these teams, you know, finish down the stretch. You still have Anvil Cleona in the mix.
They're hanging in there, but they're still further behind Wyomissing.
Yeah, they're 5-2. I think Peckway Valley's getting rung up here by somebody tonight. They're sixth. So, I mean, we're scraping pretty low at this point. Lancaster Catholic's down there as well. They are 3-3 on the season. And really, if you want to judge competition for anything, Camp Hill rung them up in week 2, 34-14. So I don't think there's going to be any fear there. And that's why when we look at who's there in 3A, I mean, it's Middletown, a heavy favorite.
And right now it would be Middletown against Wyomissing, Bermudian against Littlestown. Interesting, Bermudian Springs was the school that Dennis Etze was the coach at before he came to Middletown back in 82.
Yeah, so right now, Middletown's the overwhelming favorite in AAA. They have to be. Camp Hill, since we are here, we'll see that they're a full tenth of a point behind York Catholic. It's going to be hard to make up unless York Catholic probably loses two games, because Camp Hill's going to lose this game tonight, and they're going to drop even further. So Camp Hill really is going to have to run the slate. They're at least done with Middletown and Milton Hershey after tonight. And Palmyra, they played them in what we call week 0 before Middletown started. They had that game in that first week, what would have been the second scrimmage for Middletown. They actually started the season.
And the first game of the playoffs, if Middletown would be the number 1 or number 2 seed, would be at home. So Middletown would play that game most likely on Friday night. The 11th of November.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Yes.
I don't have a calendar handy. But.
And then the following week would be the district championship. And because I believe Hershey Park, something's going on at Hershey Park Stadium, they would obviously try to find what best neutral site game to play that in, depending on who they played. Now, let's go outside the districts. Let's keep dreaming on here, Steve. Because, again, we call it, we see it. And I'm sure Coach Myers, if he heard me right now, would be cringing, saying, don't talk one game further ahead than what you're doing. So, but as we analyze further, if you win districts, now you move on to states. Now, the state games in AAA, usually the way they play them are certain districts get those games in their area throughout the states until the championship, or you're always playing on the road every other year. It alternates. Well, this year would be Middletown. I'm sorry, this year would be District 3 area would get those home dates in states. Now, you wouldn't play at home, I don't believe.
You would not play at home. You play in your home district, though.
In your home district somewhere, but it would be more local instead of going up to either some of the teams. I'm guessing Danville's probably still having a good season. Southern Columbia. Are they triple? Are they
no,
double?
No, no, no. Southern Columbia is double A.
They're double.
I believe it's District 4. It's District 2 or District 4 first for the District 3 winner in AAA. And, again, that game would be played within the borders of District 3 somewhere.
Montoursville?
Yeah, Montoursville is the one team that is ranked by the Patriot News at this point. They are ranked number 7, at least going into last week. I don't have this week's, but... So that's the only team there. And then the only other team in the East that they had ranked last week was Notre Dame Green Pond from District 11, which is the Allentown area. I'm pretty sure that's a private school.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Around the Allentown area. They were unbeaten on the season, 7-0 going into this week. But those would probably be the teams that Middletown would have to deal with, and if they could win games against the District 2 or District 4 winner and then beat whoever's left, then it would be a state championship game against a slew of teams from out west. Hickory is 7-0. They're the top-ranked team in the state, according to the Patriot News. Central Valley, Aliquippa, Beaver Falls are all other teams that are hanging around inside the top 10 from out west. But the thing is, Middletown will get there. You don't have to beat one of them because they're going to knock each other out. So we're gonna
start keeping an eye on those teams the rest of the season here for you, just to we're gonna be proactive about this and look ahead.
Yeah, I mean, right now you have to look at Middletown as the favorite in AAA. I don't think anybody would doubt that. You have to play the games, you have to win the games without question. If Middletown has a night like they had a week ago against that team, say, Y Missing, they slip in as the 4 seed, and they come to Middletown, and Middletown has a sloppy game, it can be over in one night.
Right.
In the blink of an eye. So there's no room for let up. You hope that Middletown had that game where they commit some turnovers, some bad penalties at bad times. Every team has one of those games. Middletown was lucky enough last week to have that game, to still be in control of that game. And defensively, they won that game last week.
Yeah.
It was definitely on the defensive side of the ball that they kept Palmyra at bay, especially in the second half of that ball game. But you hope that was that game for Middletown.
Right.
And they can just proceed forward here. Win this game here tonight. Beat Boiling Springs next week at homecoming. Big showdown against Milton Hershey. That's going to be a true test for this team.
Looking forward to
Keontae
that.
Keontae Lucas is a heck of an athlete, a quarterback. He's going to be tough to deal with for sure. So that's the questionable game for Middletown. And then the last game is Steel High, a game Middletown has at home, a game where the records of the teams don't matter. It always seems like Steel High will always bring their A game against Middletown. So you can't take that one for granted for sure. And then it's the playoffs. So
yep. It's
within reach for this team, that's for sure. They have the talent, they have the ability to make a run, and we certainly hope they do.
And we'll be with you every step of the way, Middletown fans, bringing the games to you. And if you want to be a sponsor, you have a business that wants to sponsor the playoffs, make sure you reach us at WMSS 948-9136 during weekdays. And we'll get back in touch with you, along with all of our other fine sponsors, bringing you the games this regular season. And let's run down what we have out of town score while we got a chance here. It is homecoming in Camp Hill, and they had their halftime homecoming ceremonies down here by the field, and that's why they extended things out a little bit longer at halftime.
All right, so here's what we got so far. We don't have any scores from the Commonwealth Division. Of course, CD and Harrisburg play tomorrow at 1 o'clock, a game you'll hear here on the Internet on WMSFM.com. In the Keystone Division, Susquehanna Township leading Lower Dauphin 19-0. That is in the second quarter.
And we'll have Lower Dauphin football for you next Friday night when Middletown has the night off until they play Saturday.
Redland leading Hershey 26-0. That is at the half.
McDevitt so bad this year.
Yeah. Keeping it with that trend. Mechanicsburg is getting clubbed by McDevitt.
They're so 41, bad this year.
41-0. You know, they are going to have to play at some point, Hershey Mechanicsburg. They're going to have a bowl like what we have down the bottom.
Yes.
That we have down the bottom here today.
Oh, okay.
Waynesboro is up in Big Spring 35-0 at halftime. Shippensburg, unbeaten Shippensburg, leads Greencastle Antrim 14-0. That is in the second quarter. Northern leads Mifflin County 14-0 at halftime. And in the big game down in Mercersburg, West Perry against James Buchanan, the Rockets just can't do anything. I think we pull for James Buchanan every week.
We try.
So West Perry goes down there winless against winless James Buchanan, and it's a mercy rule game.
It's a mercy rule for West Perry.
West Perry's up 54-6.
Oh, that's so bad. That program down there, over the last 30 years, James Buchanan. It's like, can they not produce any football talent at all down there?
I don't think so.
I don't even understand why the Patriots folks are even covering it.
Yeah, that's a joke. I'm not sure why they're
better games to be covering than that one.
Palmyra leads Steel High. We think that was a 7:30 start, so that's early second quarter, 21-0, Palmyra over Steel High. And no scores from the other games. East Pennsboro and Trinity facing off today, and Milton Hershey and Boiling Springs. I wouldn't expect anybody to be covering that one tonight.
All right.
So that's all we have from the Mid-Penn area. Looks like teams have made their way back onto the field. Oh, sorry. It's now 61-6 West Perry over James Buchanan. We'll have to keep track of that.
We know what the long ride is from Middletown to West Perry. I can only imagine from Mercersburg to West Perry. And they used to always play that all the time when they used to be in the old Blue Mountain League back in the 80s.
Yeah. All right, so we are set for the second half to begin. Camp Hill will be kicking off to Middletown. As it's going to be Williams, a onside kick attempt, and I think Middletown got on the football.
They weren't ready for it, and it bounced right off of a Middletown player's leg who wasn't ready for it. He didn't even get a chance to lean down, bounced off his leg, bounced forward, and Camp Hill was there to fall on it.
It's kind of a delayed reaction for Camp Hill. I don't think anybody really knew who had the football there.
And I'm not sure whose foot that hurt. It almost looked like it was Gamble's. I don't know if he was the one in the middle, but it hit one of those guys. And it was just a low-line drive. It wasn't just an onside kick. It was just a low-line drive, foot off the ground, and popped him in the lower leg, and Camp Hill gets it.
We'll see if the Lions can build off of the momentum they got. They're going to try an option play. Here is Williams throwing it back to the quarterback, Moore, in the open field. 20, breaks a tackle, 10, 5, breaks another tackle to 5, and it is a touchdown for Camp Hill. The option works, and Moore, with some great running down the left sideline, gets into the end zone, a 48-yard pass from Williams to Moore.
Beautiful play. Pass it back to the quarterback, send it back to the opposite side. No one was covering him. No one was ready. And then Middletown did a horrible job at trying to make tackles on the far sideline and stop him.
So here is the extra point. It is up. It is good from Jake Perry, and we'll take timeout. 11:41 left to play in the third quarter. It is Middletown 35, Camp Hill 14. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Now, welcome back to Seabrook Park here in Camp Hill. And, John, see what happens when you look forward too much into the playoffs here. We're talking about it in halftime. And
hey, you know what? They needed that. A little trick play. They've got to be ready for that, and they should have been ready here for an onside. And now I think they're looking to see that football coming toward them. It's another one.
Another one. Doesn't go. Now it goes 10 yards, and it's going to be lost out of bounds, and Middletown will have possession of the ball.
They let it bounce 10 yards. Middletown let it bounce too far.
And Camp Hill was wisely staying away from the football until across the midfield stripe. But finally, it basically rocketed out over the end line, and Middletown gets the football at their own 47-yard line.
But the Raiders, you got to test teams in all different ways going down the stretch, going into the playoffs.
So then he'll take the snap, hands it off to Fox. He cuts back midfield, and he's going to be tackled at the 46-yard line, a gain of 7 for Brady Fox.
Again, this is a credit to Camp Hill, a hard-fighting team, a small town, a little smaller than Middletown, and these kids every year playing hard-nosed football, and they're not going to quit.
Second down and 3, handoff. Fox going right now, cuts back. He is going to fight enough for the first down. Gets 5 yards to the 42. Give him 4 yards to the 42. I know one thing we were talking about was Middletown's night. We were talking about the 1988 team and comparing things. First year of state playoffs. And Camp Hill won the state playoffs in single A that year. They were the state champions.
Yes.
Stanley looking to throw on first down. We'll toss it. That is caught. Hughes, 28-yard line, spins around and down to the 18-yard line.
That memory serves me right. That was a nice catch by Hughes, by the way. Memory serves me right. That game was at Shippensburg University that year. They spread them out all over the place because Cedar Cliff was up at State College and Camp Hill was down at Shippensburg. And I forget where the others were.
Yeah, I don't know where. I don't know where Camp Hill played that game.
Yeah, I'm almost sure it was at Ship.
First and 10 at the 18-yard line here for Middletown, or rather the 23-yard line for Middletown. Handoff goes up the middle. That is Thompson,
yeah,
I believe, going forward. Yeah.
And a nice job there blocking. They quickly gave him a nice little surge. Get up the middle. As quickly as Camp Hill is able to get on the board, I think Middletown's offense is giving the reality check once again.
Second down and 4. That was a gain of 6 for Thompson. Send Fox out into the flats here. This is going to be a running play for Fox as it's a lateral inside the 10, and he's going to be ridden out of bounds around the 6-yard line and way late, and he's going to be flags throwing everywhere. And
yeah,
Middletown
hit late.
Middletown coaching staff quick to get over there and get everybody away.
He got pummeled way out of bounds. And you can hear the Middletown crowd on the far side. Everyone yelling. That play scares me sometimes, Steve. Middletown executes it very nicely. But it's a lateral pass, and it's almost like a swing-out pass to where it's a lateral, and Fox drops that, or it's thrown wrong.
Live ball.
It's a live ball. It's loose. It's out there. Luckily, that hasn't happened. But it's certainly not one that you want to run on a wet night. That's for sure.
So we have a Zebra Conference, and they're talking about what is going on here. Nobody knows what they are going to do here.
Middletown fans have a chant going. I can't tell what it is.
I think their chant is "Throw him out." They want to see somebody chucked.
So they're calling it against both teams.
And it's
offsetting.
Offset it. The play should count, though. It was a late hit out of bounds.
So, yes, it was after the play. It should be a dead ball.
Yeah, so Middletown's... It's hard to tell what happened over there because everything was... We were kind of shielded from it, so we don't really know what was going on over there. Now, why are they moving it back?
Oh, yeah, but
the play should count because it's after the play.
Brent Myers is making a loud appeal to the official on that far side.
Yeah, it should be at the 5-yard line. Yeah, they're finally going to get everything straight here.
Yeah, we're on the Camp Hill side of the field. You can hear the Middletown side way across. In fact, where the press box is outside of the stadium. Yeah, the stadium below us, the seating, walkway, big fence, and then we're above the fence behind it.
So the play counts for Fox. It's a gain of 13 yards, takes it down to the 4-yard line of Camp Hill. Snavely takes a snap, handoff. That is Thompson trying to fight his way towards the end zone. He's going to be turned back and slammed to the turf. But he gets to about the 2, so it'll be second and goal from the 2.
And we mentioned that 88 team. One of the coaches of Middletown, the assistant coaches, Scott Souders, was on that 88 team. I'll try to get a chat with him here in the next week or two and see what similarities he can put together from this team to that team.
Second down and goal from the 2. Everybody in tight here. Looks like they're just going to try to push forward. And somebody lurched forward for Middletown, it looked like. Somebody on the right side of the offensive line. And it's going to cost the Raiders 5.
I don't know if you noticed, but they've been running regular clock.
Have they?
They have been. I don't quite get that. I thought when it hit that,
I thought
the second half started, it kept going.
Slot right, wide left. Leach in motion. It's going to be a give to Thompson. Up the middle, has room, has the touchdown. But they're going to say he fumbled. Camp Hill wants to
line. He crossed the line before he fumbled.
Yeah, Camp Hill's going to say they fumbled, but the officials come in and put the arms up for the touchdown. And a late flag, and another late flag, and another late flag, and a fourth one is thrown.
I think every official threw their flag on that one. Up the middle, he grinded out, he crossed the line, the ball came out, it's a touchdown already. As soon as he hits that line, it's a touchdown, doesn't matter where that ball goes afterwards.
So there's 4 flags here, potential for 4 penalties. Could be 1, could be 2, could be 3, could be 4. Who knows?
I'm expecting to start seeing it come out their sleeves and stuff like a
like a magician.
Yeah, a magician or a clown.
I didn't know they had that many flags.
I'm talking about clowns though right now. They're scaring everyone.
So Thompson with a 2-yard touchdown, or I'm sorry, a 7-yard touchdown run. And we'll sort out all the other stuff here in a moment. Middletown leads 41-14.
Thompson up to, 74 yards now in the game?
Actually, that's 77.
77, I'm sorry. As I mentioned beforehand, Larry Etter filling us in, needing it was 310 coming in. Is that right, Larry? 310 coming in? Yeah. To tie for the all-time record.
Yeah, so we still have no idea what's going on out here. Brett Myers is getting an explanation.
Oh, it's 310 to beat the all-time rusher. Yeah.
Yeah.
309 to tie. And now Brett Myers gets a flag on the far side of the field. So the official talking to him tosses the flag. He might get tossed out of this one. Or will it be a sideline warning?
Yeah, that's going to be a sideline warning.
Okay. So,
yeah, sideline warning. I have no idea what the other four flags were for. Did they just wave all those off?
I think that they did. Just like they did the earlier penalty.
There are multiple fouls by multiple people on multiple teams.
All
we'll just wave it off. We'll just wave it off. Brady will try the extra point, and it's up, and it's good. And we'll take timeout. 8:46 left to play third quarter. It's Middletown 42, Camp Hill 14. Back after this on the Fager Finkelbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Welcome back to Cedar Park here in Camp Hill. 42-14, Middletown with the lead. After they sort everything out, it's a four-touchdown lead here for Middletown.
And now, the Raiders, I think, a little angry, a little sparked. Even though they scored the touchdown, and what's going on, they assessed the penalty on the kickoff, so Middletown will actually be kicking off at the 45 of Camp Hill.
So the end result of whatever happened ends up being 15 yards against Camp Hill. Not sure how many fouls are on each team.
Donovan Brady did a nice job the last time he kicked off that same spot in the first half, putting it down right around the 3-yard line.
He'll boot this one end over end. It's going into the end zone, and that is a touchback. As soon as it breaks the plane in high school, it is an automatic touchback, so Camp Hill will start from the 20-yard line.
Now, Moore didn't want to know that. He wanted to run it out.
That's a high school rule that if it breaks the plane of the end zone on a kickoff, it's an automatic touchback. It cannot run it out.
And the NFL is just hoping for that all the time now.
Yeah, the NFL just wants to basically remove kickoff returns totally.
Well, if anything, this kind of livened the second half a little bit.
Yeah. First and 10 for Camp Hill at their own 20-yard line. Moore, play fake, will look to throw. It is caught by Williams at the 22, and he'll be tackled after a gain of just 3 yards.
Another Camp Hill player slow to get up. I mean, there's some hitting and knocking going on out there. This time it's A.J. Brantley, the 6-foot, 235-pound sophomore. You got to give this Camp Hill team and years past, credit. They don't have a lot of kids in Camp Hill. All these guys come out for football. They play both sides of the ball. Hard-nosed.
You never question the character of the Camp Hill kids. They're always going to put forth
they're tough
effort. Play fake, Moore looking to throw. Side steps, now throws deep across the middle. Mills is going to pick it off at the 50-yard line. Mills spins around, now on the run, and he'll get tackled from behind. There is a late flag yet again, but Middletown's going to have the football at the Camp Hill 40-yard line. Mills did a good job of locating that ball, and as soon as he gets the football, he's looking to score at any point, and we'll see what the flag is here.
Flag was a lethal weapon thrown right at a Middletown player.
Yeah.
I think it may have been Truesdale trying to get out of the way. They're going to call a block in the back against Middletown on the return. That's all right. You watch now. Now the Raiders are pumped. They're going to want to run this one, take this one down, and you know, the question here was about the mercy rule, and Middletown was up 35-0, and it never gets implemented until the second half. But since Camp Hill had cut that lead back down under 35 before halftime, it didn't get implemented.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure of that. I've always thought it to be. As soon as it got 35, it was always in effect the rest of the game.
I thought so, too.
You'll have to do some research and actually look that up.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
First and 10 from midfield for the Raiders. It's going to be Leach in motion. It'll be a handoff to Fox up the middle. Big hole, and he's going to have a first down, dragging a tackler for about 5 yards, and gets 11 and a first down to the 39-yard line.
And since he was in a couple of those earlier skirmishes, he wants the ball. Look at him. He's like, just give it to me. Just keep giving it to me. I'm going to keep running him down.
12 carries for Thompson, 12 carries for Fox. 91 yards for Fox, 77 for number 7, Jalen Thompson. First and 10 for Middletown at the 39 of Camp Hill. 42-14 Raiders lead here, as it'll be in motion. That's Thompson trying to get around the corner. Flag is thrown. Fox is going to pick up foul on the edge. Beto is who he was trying to block. That is going to come back, and it's going to be hold against Middletown. And that was definitely Fox on the corner.
Our good friend Middletown alumnus Lee Blows does inform us that that is indeed the rule, that the mercy doesn't kick in until there is a 35-point lead in the second half.
Right.
So it doesn't matter how high you go in that first half. It does begin in the second half. So we weren't too sure about that in the first half, but...
So Middletown's got to get a 35-point edge again now to apply it. And up the middle. That's Thompson, tries to squirt through the hole, but just isn't big enough, and a flag is thrown again.
Oh, it's turning into a foul fest now. Flag after flag. And this one was thrown in late after the play, I thought. This one's going to go against Camp Hill because one of the players coming off is getting an earful from the coach. And that was Wyatt Beto.
Personal foul, Camp Hill. That's going to be 15 yards. Marching down the field here against the Lions.
Yeah, I think it's definitely against Beto.
So that's going to be a second down and about 2. Fouling the 5-yard run for Thompson and the 15-yard penalty.
They keep marching it back and forth and back and forth.
At this point, I just hope Middletown scores here and both teams put the second units back in, or both second units in, and have your JV time here. Because I think the starters need to just cool off. Here's Snavely looking to throw down the right side. That's a great catch. Is that Mills with the catch? Yeah.
And another flag.
Another late flag.
This flag back by the line of scrimmage. Great pass by Snavely. Mills on the out pattern downfield. Pulls it in just in time. Or we might get an illegal man downfield.
An eligible player downfield.
Good throw, good catch. And back the other way they go again. These guys are going to get a workout.
I'm trying to write all this stuff down. I might as well forget it. Now it's a 3rd down and 7.
Middletown up 42-14 with 6:54 to play in the third.
Wait a second. 3rd down and 7?
3rd down is what they're saying.
And it should be 2nd and 7. That down shouldn't count. Snavely going to throw it down middle, and it's incomplete. And it's going to be Hughes. Landed on his shoulder.
He landed on it wrong, and he's hurt. And he's going off the field right now.
Yeah. So now it's 4th down. It shouldn't be 4th down. It should be 3rd down. The officials, they let the down count on the ineligible player downfield.
Well, I'm telling you, Steve, it's either his shoulder or his arm. He came down weird.
Yeah, it looked like shoulder.
Trying to pull that ball in. Nicely thrown pass again. He was doing a deeper post pattern. Could not hold on to it. Again, we're on artificial turf here.
We still have the fourth down marker up. Slot left, wide right, Snavely. takes the snap, looking to throw, looking down the middle, and it is caught by Fox inside the 20-yard line, down to the 15.
Oh, how did
slung
he,
that in there.
He did sling that in there. Threaded the needle, and Fox makes a nice diving catch forward and has the first down. Brady Fox. And a solid game, a very emotional game.
So first and 10 for Middletown at the 15. Slot right, wide left. And up goes to Fox. Hole up the middle, 10, 5, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Brady Fox, a 15-yard run. Ain't no flags on the field.
I'm still looking. Hold on, let me get the binoculars just to make sure. They paint some of the lines there yellow for the soccer. No flags.
So 6:16 left to play in the third quarter.
Now they can put this one away.
48-14. Donovan Brady will try to now finally apply the mercy rule in this game.
Six for six.
Yeah, he's been pretty solid kicking extra points for Middletown this year.
Sure has. Sat out a couple weeks with an injury.
Snap. Hold. Kick is up. It is good. We will take timeout. 6:16 left to play in the third quarter. Middletown 49, Camp Hill 14. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Tyre Mills' interception leads to another Middletown touchdown, the seventh one of the night for the Middletown offense. Third one for Brady Fox. This one, a 15-yard touchdown run, and the Raiders lead here 49-14 as we definitively have now reached the mercy rule in this game. And, again, at this point, if I'm both sides, I'm just taking the starters out and let the second units play for the rest of the day.
Yeah, don't need any more injuries.
No, Camp Hill has had a lot of guys go out in this game.
No incidents. So with how many players are on that team, they're going to still need to keep a lot of guys out there.
Yeah, it's true. It's a very small school. Kickoff is going to be picked up by Moore, and he's going to be ripped down to the turf back at the 15-yard line. And
Woody.
Yeah, LaRon Woody with the play for Middletown.
Five Raiders at the very end of that tackle. Poor Moore's back there by himself. 55. And where's Eric Thomas at tonight? Sending me a score, and I don't even know where he's at.
55, nothing nearing end of three. No idea.
Thanks for telling us who's playing there, Eric.
First down, Camp Hill at their own 19-yard line. Moore in the backfield, two receivers to the right. They're going to send Williams out to the left, so slot to both sides. Moore takes a snap, in some trouble. Has to step up in the pocket, evades the pressure, tosses it off to Kuntz, gets the first down, finds the sideline, and will be knocked out at around the 35-yard line.
I tell you, Moore does a nice job scrambling back there. He feels the pressure. He sees the guys coming out. He's able to elude them, which obviously is, you know, disappointing for Middletown defense because they want to get him. But Moore's doing a great job at least staying away from them and then able to dump that pass off. It's the McDevitt game against Mechanicsburg. We should have known that. And McDevitt killing Mechanicsburg.
Moore looking to throw here on first down. Tosses it. That is complete. Finding the sideline is Buffington.
But it's coming back. Yeah. Wyatt Bennell with a hold out by around the 45. He's the same one who got yelled at a few minutes ago by the coach.
a spot foul, or are they calling before the catch? Before the catch, it would be from the line of scrimmage. And they are going to call it after the catch. So, yeah. So now it's going to be the ever so rare first down and 11. You don't see that very often.
Bears keeping their starters in right now. The coach probably wants to get three good quarters out of them.
There's the snap. Moore steps up, now rolls to the right side, looking to throw. Now we'll throw off his back heel into some coverage, into three Middletown defenders. They all ran into each other. Trey Leach, Tyre Mills, and Kyle Truesdale all in the area, and they all converge at the same time. And Mo Larry and Curley did not come up the football.
I'll keep in mind that Thompson's been playing in the D-back this game also. Stetler's out from that injury suffered last week. So a little revised secondary, but for the most part, still getting it done.
Now, again, that pass was that way because Moore had to throw off his back foot and just hoist it up in the air.
Now they'll go with the trips, sending everyone out.
Yep, five receivers, three to the left, two to the right. Moore. As Woody coming in on him, now has to run to the other side, and he's going to be tackled. Sacked by Radabaugh, I believe, is going to get credit for the sack.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it a tackle. I'd call it a walking in front of a Mack truck out on the street, not seeing it coming. As he started running forward toward the line, Radabaugh came from his right side and just blasted him over.
Wow, we've got one final score already tonight. Waynesboro has beat Big Spring 35-7.
Big Spring was 5-1 going into that game.
Yeah, they were. And that's over already.
Yeah.
Here's a long pass from Moore, and it's caught by Beto at the 44-yard line of Middletown. Good enough for a first down.
I don't know if Mills was just underplaying him there. Thought it wasn't catchable, but he kind of stayed off them just a little bit on that.
Gain of 23, 215 passing yards here for Moore. As he stays in there, quarterback, three to the left, two to the right. Runs for his life in the right side, and he is going to get buried. LaRon Woody
man,
throws him to the turf. That was a bear hug slam down there by Woody, and the Middletown fans on their feet.
Woody came over on the right side, the defensive side, which would be the left offensive line, and he got blocked. More than scrambled out to the far left side, and Woody ran him down.
Loss of 12 on the sack.
It was like a wolf chasing down dinner, man. Wow. Good speed.
Second down and 22, back to the 45 of Camp Hill. Five receivers again, three to the right, two to the left. Moore in trouble. Will throw on the run. Beto with the catch, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds as soon as he caught it. Short gain, just 3 yards on the catch.
Man, I was shocked by the non-call on the hold going up the middle, trying to get to the quarterback. They let that one go, but it didn't matter. He had to get rid of it. And again, good coverage by the Raiders. Crowd's enjoying it. I'll tell you, Middletown fans are having a fun time. They got emotional with some of the calls that were going on, some of the post-play activity.
It's not really the kind of stuff you want to cheer about at a football game.
They're enjoying the hard-hitting action now.
Slot to both sides. Moore takes the snap. Under a minute now to play in the third quarter. Again, Middletown up 49-14. Moore will look to run. He'll find the sideline and gets out. Right around the 42-yard line, which is where this set of downs started. So it'll be fourth down and 10 after a gain of 12 on the scramble for the quarterback Moore.
All the penetration stayed on the far side that time going in, left the whole right side of the offensive line just pretty much not have anyone to block. The Raiders didn't spread it out enough at shooting through certain gaps and containing. You can't send everyone in at the same place.
Fourth down and 11. Moore. Three receivers to the left side, one to the right. Moore steps up in the pocket, will run, And he's going to have the first down. He pays the price for it at the 31-yard line, but he's got 13 yards and a first down.
Yeah, he's tough, and he gets back up, and we head to the fourth quarter.
So we'll take timeout. Our score after three, it's Middletown 49, Camp Hill 14. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Welcome back, Seabrook Park, here in Camp Hill. 12 more minutes yet to play here, 49-14 Middletown with the lead over Camp Hill. The Raiders will go to 7-0 on the season. Camp Hill will fall to 4-3. Just a matter of the final count here tonight, unless something really crazy happens.
But this game, I don't think it will.
We got another final score. Bermudian Springs has beaten Delone Catholic. 6-1 is Bermudian Springs now. It's one of the teams in AAA.
Yeah.
They're in the three hole right now, right?
No, second.
They're second.
They're in second.
Littlestown is just below them.
Yeah, it's us, Bermudian, Littlestown, and then Wyomissing right now in the playoff standings for AAA.
So first down and 10 here for Camp Hill at the Middletown 31-yard line to start the fourth quarter, and we have got timeout.
Middletown.
So
keep it
we'll
right
just,
here.
You know, let's keep it here.
And of course, Middletown played Delone several years ago.
Yeah, playoff game down there.
Those fans, I think their fans were still sitting there for like a few days later, stunned.
Yeah, they were pretty
Middletown.
Stunned. I think we were stunned because Middletown went down there as an underdog in
they
that
were,
game.
They were, yeah.
And we didn't really know what to expect. We thought we would have a shot at them because it was a York League team, and York League football is not, you know, not well respected outside of the York League. And
yeah.
But Middletown just dominated that game. It was 35-0, I believe, was the final score of that.
Is that what it was?
I'm pretty sure it was 35-0.
Yeah. DeLone's in McSherry's Town.
Yep. That was our one visit to McSherry's Town. Luckily, they had a Ever. Press box on the Middletown side, though.
Yes,
so,
we like that.
So we got to be over on the Middletown side. I think when we got there, we didn't know that. And they had some ugly, huge press box. It was like this. It was like way back away from the field. And we said, oh, hey, there's a little shack over there. Can we go over there?
We out there. I think the coaches were on top, too, because we could hear them. They're having a blast. That was under head coach Roy O'Neill, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.
First down and 10 for Camp Hill. Moore in the shotgun. Two receivers to either side. It's going to be a quick throw out to Buffington. Caught. Slips a man at the 30, and it'll be taken down at the 21-yard line for a gain of 10 and a first down.
The Raiders, again, keeping first unit out there. Yeah, Camp Hill's picked up the pace a little bit offensively. They've been showing some different looks. Let these guys see those looks. Let them learn to adjust. You're not just playing to win, but you're also playing to learn, improve, be prepared for the end of the season. Just don't want to get injured.
There's 10 at 21-yard line. Hand off. That goes to Williams, trying to scoot around the right side and can't get there. Tries to cut back, but he's going to be tackled for no gain on the play.
And Woody in there again on the tackle. I really like Woody because he's not faked out by the moves. And Moore's got some nice moves. But Woody's so fast, and he doesn't get faked out that easily.
By the way, Susquehanna Township leads lowered off in 26-7. That is late in that game. Lancaster Catholic beat Peckway Valley. That's 45-0 final there. McDevitt's up 62-0. No surprise in that one. Second down. Here's a deep ball looking for Kuntz over in the end zone, and it is going to be incomplete. Good job by Mills because he was behind Zach Kuntz, and he as Kuntz jumped up for the football, got his hands on it. Mills came up from behind and poked it out from his big mitts.
Kuntz listed as 6'8". And he did a nice job. I don't think the official saw him use his arm, kind of push around Mills to get in front of him. But Mills made that nice attempt at the very end to get over top and bat it down somehow. Yeah, big mismatch there, size-wise. Mills only listed at 5'9".
Third down and 10 at the Middletown 21-yard line here for Camp Hill. Moore, shotgun, slot both sides. They fake to the fullback. Moore steps up. Now he's going to have to try to run. Gets to the 15, and he's going to be buried there. That is Hunter Landis, who's going to throw him down to the turf. After a gain of about 6 on the play, it's going to be 4th down and 4. Make it 4th down and 5. They're going to put him at 16.
I keep mentioning how Buffington started the game at quarterback, and then they moved him out wide and put Moore. And Moore's done a fantastic job, though. He's very elusive, very quick. Tough kid, especially when you're getting pounded down at the turf as hard as Middletown's been slamming you.
Double slot, Moore. Shotgun, takes the snap, steps up now, has a lot of white shirts in front of him, looking to throw on the run into the corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. He is looking down in the corner of the end zone, but running out of room, I believe. Is that
Buffington?
No. Is it Benny Geyer? No, yeah, it is Buffington.
Yeah, it's Buffington.
It was Buffington, but he just ran out of real estate and incomplete. Yeah. So Middletown takes over on downs here with 8:48 left to play in the ballgame.
They'll keep that first unit out there again. I see a couple new bodies out there.
I think we're going to start to see
Lopez is out there in motion.
Yeah, we're going to start to see the running backs galore here. Hand off up the middle. And that is going to be Thompson on the give. So Thompson was still in there. He got about 8 yards on the carry.
What's he up to in this game?
87 yards on 15 carries.
Didn't get a chance to break any big ones, though.
No.
Camp Hill's done a nice job defensively keeping him in check. As Brady Fox, they really couldn't stop.
Middletown 2nd and 2 at the 24-yard line. And off to Fox up the middle, and he is going to have the first down, it looks like, across the 26. We got about to the 26.5, 27, give him the 27, and 3 yards and a first down. Fox with 109 yards tonight and 3 touchdowns.
And Botterbush now checks into the game.
Thompson still in the backfield. Leach goes in motion. Snavely, handoff, Thompson trying to get to the sideline, and Zach Kuntz is not going to let him go, and he's going to wrestle him, well, not really down, just holds, stops his momentum for a short gain on the play.
You know, at this point, I think, you know, as we mentioned, it's time to start pulling these starters out. You don't need any injuries on these second efforts, and, yeah, Thompson's now getting yanked out. They'll bring Gamble in.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be, you don't want to get hurt fighting for an extra yard when you're up by 35 points in the fourth quarter.
It'll be soon time to get Snavely out of there as well.
So Lopez is a wing back. Botterbush is in the backfield. Gamble's in there as well. And in motion is Lopez. He'll get the give going on the right side. Tries to squirt through a hole and picks up a few yards before being stopped at the 34-yard line.
Lopez, a freshman, as we've mentioned all season. Looking for good things from him. Hey, the JV team's unbeaten. So those guys are getting their share of action. Got to play that whole second half of the Trinity varsity game. Someone asked me, they said, hey, you guys really ran the score up. Why'd you run the score up? I'm like, I didn't try to.
Second unit. Try to score. Yeah. That's what you try to do
that's
in football.
Right.
Handoff goes to Lopez up the middle. He's going to get enough for the first down, but we've got some dirty laundry on the floor here.
Yeah, when you get in games, you just can't tell guys to just go out there and just keep taking knees and stuff. You got to keep playing. You want to try to be sportsman about it. Sure, sportsmanship, but.
Oh, chop block. We haven't had that penalty here called tonight. That's a new one.
I was going to say, let's look at the checklist. I think almost everything's been checked off at some point or another, but not that one.
We even got to check the what we think was four personal fouls on one play. That's a rare one.
You know, I wish I was recording that video-wise, because that was just hysterical. One would throw, then another would throw, then another, then another.
The chop block against Middletown takes it all the way back to the 18-yard line, where it's going to be third down and 19. Snavely is... Snavely's still in there?
Still in there. They got Gamble and Lopez in there, too.
Slot left side. Lopez in motion. Probably going to be a jet sweep. It will be. It's Lopez trying to get around the corner. Cuts back. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. May have scraped out a yard. It'll be fourth down. Middletown will... punt football away.
That's going to be the first punt of the game for Middletown, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is the first punt of the game. 5 minutes and counting here. Again, we are under the mercy rule.
Maxwell gets to come back out onto the field for that.
Not sure if anybody's going to be back deep for Camp Hill. They're just going to send the full block on. Oh, no. Looks like that'll be Buffington, I think, who will drop back to turn the punt. Low snap. Maxwell nicely picks it off the turf and will get it away. Buffington will steer clear of it and let it roll all the way down inside the 35-yard line. And that's our Camp Hill. We'll have it here with 4:23 left to play in the fourth quarter. 49-14 Middletown. In control here.
Great job by Maxwell. Bounced it back to him, Steve, and he, you know, got it. Didn't really rush his punt, but nailed it, kept it angled to the right side, got the good roll. Got to keep that composure in those situations. And he did a good job of doing that.
First and 10, 35-yard line of Camp Hill for the Lions. Slot to both sides. Now Williams in motion. He's going to... Yep, he's not going to get the give. It's going to be more on the keeper, and he will get slammed back after gaining 2 yards to the 40, or rather the 37-yard line.
The second defensive unit out there right now. They want to have some fun. They want to have a piece of the pie, this one. The clock's just going to keep on ticking here at 3:50 to play. Homecoming next Saturday, folks. Make sure you check out all the activities. If you didn't get your newsletter from the Alumni Association, you should have. If not, you can go to their Facebook page and do it through the RaiderWeb.org.
Second down and 8. Moore looking to throw now, looking to run. Gets a block, comes back over to the left side of the field. Now throw, put everything into it, just hoist it up there, and it's going to be incomplete. Threw it too far in front of Beto, and he was just... trying to put everything he had in that one.
The old Hail Mary. But next Friday, 5 to 9, high school open house. Head on out there, see the brand new high school, see what your tax dollars have paid for. What a beautiful, beautiful school.
See the gym yet?
I did not. You know, when I was in the school a couple times so far, I haven't had the chance to go in and take a look at it.
They're down 8, 4 receivers, 2 to each side. Moore looking to throw, now dancing in the backfield, now getting chased. Has room, will run, and he's going to be out of bounds. It was 3rd down and 8. He needed to get to the 45-yard line to get the first down, and he ducked to get out of bounds.
Which doesn't stop the clock either.
he could have just dove forward and got the first down. I think I heard a couple random groans down here from the Camp Hill fans.
Well, I think he was afraid that one more yard was going to get him clocked. So.
Yeah. I don't blame. Again, it's a 35-point game. I don't blame him. So Moore will take the snap here on fourth down and two, and he will almost get sacked. Now gets away, and he will get the first down. Stiff arm. Herb tries to hurdle a player at midfield. Will get tripped up and down at the Middletown 47-yard line.
Now, Trey Lebo coming over. He tried jumping over him. Lebo still got the arms out and wiped out his legs. Parade next Saturday. Tailgate party. Make sure you register with the Alumni Association. Pay your dues. And any little extra towards some of the other alumni functions and scholarships is always helpful.
Slide both sides. Moore rolling to the right side, looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck, run, and he'll get out of bounds after a gain of about 3 yards. Minute 18 and counting until we can call this one over.
Scrappy game, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely a scrappy game. Second down and 7. 1 minute to play. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Moore takes the snap, rolls left side. He will look down and make the catch, or make the completion. Let's see who that is. Still can't see the number. I think it was Sam Williamson on the catch. Gain of 12 yards. More stat padding there for Moore throwing the football. He's got 240 yards passing tonight. He's going to go back to pass. Now just steps up to run, gets 4 yards before being stopped. 91 yards rushing I have him for. That'll probably be the last play of the game, and they will go to the sidelines and shake at midfield. We'll step out. Our final score tonight, Middletown 49, Camp Hill 14. We'll be back with a post-game show after this here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us. Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late-night bite or carry-out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers, or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up homestyle meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays, 8 to 8.
Jack. Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown. Super 91.
Welcome back, Seabert Park here in Camp Hill. Middletown victorious tonight, 49-14. Let's look at the post-game statistics in this one. First, we'll look at Camp Hill rushing the football. Jordan Moore, the quarterback, 14 carries for 91 yards. Bill Williams, 7 for 4. Jack Williamson, 1 carry for minus 3 yards. Receiving, Bill Williams, 4 catches, 69 yards, and a touchdown. Jordan Moore caught 2 passes for 56 yards and a touchdown on the halfback option. Quinn Buffington, 4 catches, 66 yards. Wyatt Beto, 3 for 41. Zach Kuntz, 2 for 30. Sam Williamson, 1 for 12. Starting quarterback in the game was Quinn Buffington. He was 1 for 3 for 8 yards. But then Jordan Moore came in and did pretty well. 16 of 26, 240 yards. 1 touchdown, did throw 2 interceptions. And then Williams threw 1 pass. That was complete for 48 yards to Moore for the touchdown early in the third quarter. Team totals for Camp Hill on the ground, 22 carries, 92 yards. 296 through the air, sacked 3 times for a loss of 19. 369 yards of total offense here tonight for Camp Hill. They did have 4 turnovers in the ballgame. For Middletown, leading rusher Brady Fox tonight, 14 carries, 190 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jalen Thompson, 16 for 88 with 2 touchdowns. Chase Snavely, 2 for 10. Jose Lopez, 2 carries late. They were for 7 yards. Receiving, Tyre Mills, 3 catches, 120 yards, and 2 scores. Ryan Hughes, 2 for 30. Brady Fox, 2 for 36. Chris Plummer, 1 catch for 24 yards. Chase Snavely, quarterback for Middletown, 8 for 12, 210 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Team totals for Middletown on the ground, 34 carries, 214 yards, 210 through the air, so pretty balanced there. 424 yards total offense for Middletown. Scoring recap, first half, Middletown had 5 consecutive touchdowns. Fox with a 5-yard run, Mills with a 33-yard reception, then Fox an 8-yard run, Mills a 68-yard reception, then Thompson a 20-yard run, Brady 5 for 5 on the extra points. It was 35-0. Then Bill Williams caught a 61-yard pass from Jordan Moore late in the first half, and it was 35-7 at halftime. Then it was Camp Hill scoring again. Jordan Moore, a 48-yard reception from Williams. Extra point made it 35-14, so the Lions were getting a little closer at that point. But then Middletown put 2 more touchdowns on the board. Thompson, a 7-yard touchdown run. Brady Fox, a 15-yard touchdown run. And Donovan Brady, perfect on his extra points tonight. Gives us our final score of 48-14. Let's take it down the field. John Wilsbach with Brent Myers, head coach of Middletown.
Thanks, Steve. Brent Myers, head coach for Middletown. A scrappy game, coach, but another win.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, our kids played really hard. I mean, total team effort, you know, to be able to hold a team like that down. Our defense, you know, had to play well. I mean, they got some really special athletes over there, and our defense did a great job today.
They were down, but they stayed hard-nosed. A lot of penalties, a lot of stuff going on. That kind of gets your team even more emotional in this game in the second half?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think we scored 35 in the first and 14 in the second half. You know, it is what it is. I thought our kids handled the situation very well. I know there were some flags, but overall, I'm very pleased with our team's discipline tonight.
And some of the things that you wanted to work on this week and improve from last week, are you happy with that?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, our kids, and I knew we would. I mean, the way they practice all week and their focus on improving the things that we did wrong. I mean, like I said earlier, our captains did a great job rallying everybody in and talking about little things, and, you know, that showed tonight.
Brady Fox, some great runs out there. Tyre Mills, some big catches. You're getting that balanced attack.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I mean, you know, we still want to run the ball and we want to play good defense, but it's always nice to be able to spread the field, and it's really nice when, you know, Chase doesn't have to get touched much. You know, it's a nice job there. So again, like I said, total team effort.
And your secondary, you had to mix things up a little bit this week with injuries and things like that, and they still got the job done, especially when you're going against a 6'8" guy.
Yeah, it shows a little depth. I mean, you know, we're missing 2 starters tonight, and I think the guys that filled in, you can tell they've been practicing really hard since August, and they deserve a shot, and they showed it tonight.
All right, congratulations.
Thanks, John.
Brett Myers, back upstairs to you, Steve.
All right, thank you very much, John. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll run over the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, our final score here tonight was Middletown 49, Camp Hill 14. Back after this on the Faker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
We are back on the post-game show. John Wills back alongside Steve Leedy. Glad to have you along. Tomorrow afternoon we'll have for you Central Dolphin at Harrisburg at 1:45 on the internet at WMSSFM.com. Next Friday night we've got Lower Dolphin football for you. And then Saturday afternoon it's Middletown homecoming against Boiling Springs. The Blue Raiders victorious here. And now they are 7-0 on the season. With a 49-14 victory, Steve's going to run down your final scores of what we have at this moment.
All right. I was looking all night long for the State College Central Dolphin East score, but I could not find that one anywhere. They're playing, they're actually at CD East here tonight. Carlisle and Cumberland Valley, no score on that one either. Keystone Division, we got some scores there. Cedar Cliff beat Chambersburg 34-7. Susquehanna Township beat Lower Dolphin 26-7. Redland was leading Hershey 28-0. That was a halftime score. Bishop McDevitt beat Mechanicsburg tonight 75-0. That's a little ugly. Waynesboro beat Big Spring. Second loss of the year for Big Spring. 35-7 was that one. Shippensburg stayed undefeated 27-0 over Greencastle Antrim. Northern beat Mifflin County 23-0. West Perry got their first win of the year against James Buchanan, 61-22. We had Palmyra beating Steel High 42-6 at the end of three. Two other games in the Capital Division, no scores on either. East Pennsboro was at Trinity. Boiling Springs was at Milton Hershey. And we'll just look at a couple scores from the York League. Look at the ones that involve teams that are in AAA that Middletown fans might want to know about. Littlestown. They were victorious tonight against Hanover, 49-0. Bermudian Springs beat DeLone Catholic, 28-7. Those were a couple of the teams that are right in there for Middletown. And, and that's all we got for now.
All right. Well, we hope you tune in tomorrow morning. The All Oldies Saturday, 6:30 till noontime. In the afternoon, we have internet football for you on WMSSFM.com, CD in Harrisburg. There is no LVC football this week. They have the week off. And then Steve and I are back with you next Friday night for Lower Dolphin football on WMSS. And Middletown and Boiling Springs next Saturday afternoon homecoming. Come on out, support your Blue Raiders. Make sure you get in touch with the Alumni Association this week. Get scheduled for the tailgate party and pay those dues. And we look forward to welcoming everyone back to Middletown next weekend. And I'll be doing LBC next Saturday. So I'll be rejoining you in a couple weeks for that big Milton Hershey game. So thanks so much to our studio producers, Owen Hedder, and DeMar Parker. And for Steve Leedy, this is John Wilsbach. Final score, Middletown 49, Camp Hill 14, the Blue Raiders. Now 7-0 on the season, and you heard it here on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to Blue Raider Football on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Hetrick Center, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, Black Horse Tavern, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Jack's Auto Sales, Brownstone Cafe, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, DHL, J&J Pizzeria, With Kids in Mind, The Middletown Home, Gingrich Memorials, JD's Junction, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, Middletown Pharmacy, Michelle's Creations With You in Mind, and Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.